around and I am in a fog. Feel like a dog. Can't find my other boot. Tuesday they done cut my power off. This week, oh Lord. Now only halfway through. I didn't Wednesday, Thursday slow, but steady by Friday night. Hot damn, I'm ready for the weekend. For the weekend. Gonna holler like a dog. I'm ready for the weekend. I'm gonna cook me a big old hog. Gonna turn this double wide trailer into my personal party lodge. Gonna get drunk and get naked and jump off of the rocks. I'm ready for the weekend. Double white trailer into my personal party barge. Gonna get drunk and get naked and jump off the garage. I'm ready for the weekend. Get drunk, get loud, ready for the weekend. I'm gonna make my neighbors proud. I'm ready for the weekend.
Someone's gonna get offended. It's just the way the world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy, here's this. The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning.
You're out of my joint, man.
Can't
anymore.
Hey, hey, good morning. You wanted the best, you've got the best. Host talk show in the morning anywhere in the country. It's the Monsters Mornings, Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio, which is that free application for your phone. You put us on your phone, and you could pretty much take us anywhere. When you type in WTKS or Real Radio Orlando, you get the entire radio station. You'll love it. You want to put it on your phone also, too. You can get us on YouTube, on our YouTube channel at iHeart Monsters Radio. Easy to find us, and today we'll be live from that YouTube channel for the first time, which is pretty cool. What's up? I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program, and with everyone this morning, we're doing this until around 11 o'clock. Here's the Kurt Roper champion of Palaika, Florida, Dirty Jim.
Hello.
Our producer is Angel of Boom, Angel Rivera.
Hello.
To my right is Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
To the top, never stop, baby.
Savannah Gator Entertainer is on her way.
Yeah.
She's stuck in a little bit of traffic. There's fog out there.
No, I ain't. I'm right here. I'm the baddest bitch. I can vaporize and show up in different places.
Vaporize. And
I'm here, poof.
And there's already some traffic issues that we probably should make you aware of because fog makes people drive nutty. What's happening, Angel?
All right, so all traffic eastbound, I-4 and Kirkman. I-4 and Kirkman area, the I-4 528 overpass area, it is dead stop right now. We had a couple of 18-wheelers thought it would be cool to get together this morning.
Yeah.
And so traffic is stopped at this moment. So if you're on that side of town or if you use that side of town to commute into work, find an alternative.
Yeah,
like,
look out.
Right now.
Yeah, it was foggy this morning. I just heard this morning that I guess on Christmas Eve it's set to rain on Christmas Eve. It's be really, really nice on Christmas. But
yeah, nice and cool.
Which is good. Which is really, really good. And we're here today for the Monster Telethon. We're in our little.
I thought you guys were down there.
Yeah, no, we're going to go down there at 7. Figure we come here and start things out, make a little plan of what the best thing to do.
Okay.
And we've got a bunch of talent that's coming in today.
Oh my God, I'm already here.
I vaporized.
to raise money for the Coalition for the Homeless. It's the Monster Mini Telethon, and it's going to be you'll be able to watch it on our YouTube channel. You'll be able to go to our website at monsters.fm and see it as well. And we got a bunch of stuff planned. I did make a bit of a change with the idea about raising money with the Yeti cooler. I thought because we have a bunch of cool stuff to go in the Yeti cooler that we want to auction off when people pledge money. You know, whoever gets the highest bid will get it. So I figured what we would do, because we have so many really cool things, if we just keep saying there are cool things, people might think we're pulling their legs. So every break, we'll read a new item that's inside the Yeti cooler.
Ooh, nice.
Every break or every top of the hour?
You know what? We have enough stuff. that I believe almost every break we could do one thing.
I think that's good, yeah.
There's
yeah.
a bunch of stuff, and if we have to retract, go back over it, we can. But the Shady Cooler is going to be filled with prizes. Blog and Molly got a bunch of stuff together, and I got some stuff together that will make the Shady Cooler. Like, you know, hopefully someone will bid on it, and it'll make money for the Coalition for the Homeless, which is a great organization. We've done stuff with them, I think, the past 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years.
Yeah. Something like that.
And they help a lot of people here in Central Florida. So, you know, you hear that, you know, a lot of times, man, during the holidays, people are asking to give, and sometimes you're like, oh, man, it's a little much. But it, you know, if you can give until you feel good, you know, that's a good way to do it. If it makes you feel good to give $10, $20, whatever, you know, that will be great. I guess the number we'll be dialing, is it 407-916-REAL? Is that the hotline? Okay.
That sounds good.
I think it's 407-916-REAL. Yeah,
that's the one we use always.
All right, and then we've got talent that's here today. Oh, we have a member. I guess he's one of the most popular members of the Walking Dead is here. Cooper Andrews.
Yeah,
right?
My buddy Cooper came in last night. He is excited about the telethon. This man has a heart as big as his stature.
Yeah,
and he's ready to help out. And so he'll actually be in here so we can interview him. And then he's going to be taking calls, and we're going to be doing some talent stuff. But he's chilling in our office, and he says we have a very nice office.
He obviously really? Hasn't seen many offices then.
Is his talent lying?
Yeah, he's only been in one office.
Yeah,
and
ever.
Yeah.
Also here today, really, really popular here in Central Florida, and also in places around the world. Tom Rhodes is going to come in, the comedian. Yeah, Tom Rhodes will be here. He's always here around this time.
I was just about to say, wasn't he here at this exact time last year?
He was.
Oh, that's perfect. I think he'll remember it, and maybe it'll be a yearly thing, because he was great last year.
Oh, he's always great. Yeah, he's good. So we got that. I did get a message at midnight last night from Ross Pageant that he had to work. He can't make it.
Loser!
So he can't make it. Miguel can't make it. What else? Oh, but we do have a band that's going to be set up. That's going to play.
Are we just going to comb right over that? So what? The two monster comedians of the year aren't showing up for our biggest charity event. Have their names stricken from the records.
Yeah, they couldn't make it.
Angel, can you write that
down,
please?
We can all do stand-up.
Thank you.
If we want. You know, we can all do stand-up. Everybody on this show has done stand-up.
Not me. I don't understand.
I'll do some of Miguel's jokes.
It'll be good to see your first time.
Yeah. We got. What else do we got going on? Oh, we got a. Is it a ukulele band, Angel?
It is a ukulele band, and I have their business card in the other room, and I'll get the official name of them.
It's a little ukulele card. It's
ukulele
so
and the Mai Tais or something like that.
And then, okay, we've got a guy named Ron Feingold,
yeah.
That's the best watches.
I think he's done this before, where he samples a bit of a song. And
he came in here as a comedian,
yeah.
and he tried to do it, but his speaker didn't work or something.
Right,
he was
right,
a
right,
really
right.
nice guy, and he obviously does this because this is his living.
Yeah.
And so we're having him back.
Yeah, he's coming back today to help. Once again, we figure, you know, if we get enough people watching, enough people sharing the page and showing everybody what's going on, more people you get, the more chances you have of somebody donating money.
Yep.
So the more talent we have, the more help we're going to have with raising money for the Coalition for the Homeless. But it will be live on our YouTube channel. Today is the first time that we're doing that, is the whole live
and
thing.
And Russ, I love the look of the modern plantation owner you have
you
going
like
on. I think you look very sharp.
Yeah, every time you've got one of those telethons, the guy always dresses in like a tux
or
something.
You're right.
Yeah, you look very nice.
You look sharp, man.
You look like a guy who's about to throw a hammer to do black guys are going to fight to the death.
Right.
Yeah, little Mandingo fights.
I figured I would go with is that a full tux look? It's like, because I got jeans on with it.
Yeah, it's like at any point in time, I could also do the electric slide.
But it's hot in here. Man, it's hot in here.
The triple layer wool bow tie.
Yeah, it actually hasn't kicked on yet.
I didn't think that through because I'm about to sweat my ass.
Good thing you're not going
to
be on camera.
It's okay. Sometimes you have to pay a price of pain for fashion. That's just how it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I pay that price all the time.
You look great, by the way.
You look fantastic.
Thank you so much.
But she's got a girdle on that's like, you know,
no,
sitting there.
I don't. And I don't
Spanx.
Believe in those things.
You spanking it up,
no,
bro?
No, but I thought Spanx about actually getting one, but no.
You should
I
spank it up
ever.
Because what it does is, from what I've seen, is able to turn what is essentially a round woman into a shapely, curved woman. So imagine you're already shapely.
Yeah.
You know, extra shapely.
They should call him... They call them Giselle shorts.
I think that getting one of those is like a jumping off point.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And I don't feel like jumping off.
But you have like a Savannah Claus thing on today. It looks great.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for telling me I need Spanx, guys. That starts the morning off awesome.
I didn't say that. I just said it's a very effective product. Yeah. And it must be a great idea because it's $1 billion company.
Exactly. You know what? I like the way I look. I embrace it.
You look amazing.
Look.
Thanks, Angel. You're the best one. I see. That's why Angel gets all the ladies.
Look,
for stuff like that.
He just bought a one-way pass to Cooter City, huh?
All I know is it's upskirt city today.
Yep. Look at his shoes. Watch his shoes.
I wonder how long it's going to take me to tape my phone to my foot.
So, Savannah, you're going to do a reading from your book, right?
From my book.
Which is awesome. That's good.
And, I got it here in my bag.
Okay. It's an Orlando Sentinel bestseller.
It is. It's called Willie Bites the Christmas Gator.
That's always good.
Fantastic.
Do you need music behind it when you read it?
Yeah, I think so. Some kind of Christmassy something.
Okay, we can do that.
Or dueling banjos. Either one will work.
What are other ways? Because we always have to refresh ourselves every year. The ways that telethons make money. I know one of the things that we forget to do halfway through is to tell people like if you pledge like $100 or more, you can plug your business. You can plug what you can. We'll read whatever you want us to read on the air.
Slow down.
Yeah, then we get to some tiki tortures like you must say this, Russ, in that tux.
Well, okay. Most anything.
Within reason.
Yeah, if it starts out, white America.
Yeah.
We're not going to finish it up. Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah. Pledge $100 or more, and we'll plug your business, or if you want a message for somebody, like a Christmas message, something.
Dear sons of bitches, yeah. I hate y'all.
Hey, Shelly, this is Brenda. You're a cheating bitch, and my husband says you... No, we can't read that one.
Yeah, probably not wanting to do that. Yeah,
I was kind of holding on. I didn't know where that was going.
I didn't think that through. You're right. Yeah, people will.
I've just pledged a fiver.
Right. Carlos's home phone number is 407.
Hey,
733. Go, girl.
I got 42 hashtag me twos.
Yep.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't do that. Okay. Yeah.
Let's find a way to do it in a better way.
Are we drinking today?
Yes.
I think you guys
should. Yes. Well,
I did bring beer of the week.
We're doing beer of the week. Yes. So, yes, we're doing that.
Boring.
Wait, hold on. Beer
of the week this hour.
Yeah, we'll start right now. But I thought we were doing like the table over there with all the like Christmas snacks and everything.
We were.
I brought mine.
I don't have a Christmas snack.
I know nothing about this.
Yeah.
We talked about whatever tradition kind of thing that you do at your house.
Oh, yeah. We did talk about that.
I wasn't here.
Everything bagel. That's what I got.
I brought some the traditional banana.
What did you bring, Angel?
No, I'm not telling.
Okay.
I'm gonna go over there, get it going, and then you guys, it'll be a nice pleasant surprise for you guys.
I'll just text Celine and ask him.
Oh, yeah.
Angel's the only one that brought a snack.
He's
like the little drummer boy right now.
What happened, Angel?
He wouldn't have had any of this because I have to make it as soon as we go over there.
Oh, you're going to make it.
Yes. Hell yeah. It's about time you made something for us.
Well, I got to open some cans.
Does it involve Puerto Rican buttercream? Because I'm good if so.
No.
Is there such a thing as Puerto Rican buttercream?
Sure,
you can find out around there.
You got me.
Ask all of Angel's ladies.
I'm out of here, Russell. Yeah, you
can totally
bring
find
on 2018.
Out.
I'm done.
You mean maybe laying in a water bed around 9 p.m.
My God almighty. If you get 4 hours of sleep, you can't get any jokes, Russ.
So for the first hour, we're going to be in our regular studio. So if you want to text us, you can text us at 77031. That's 77031. We can text you back during the breaks and stuff. And we need to come up with some more ways to make sure that we raise enough money for the Coalition for the Homeless. I think last year we did like $15,000, and you know, I think they always expect you to do a little bit more every year.
I know, but
that's tough.
It is. I don't feel like we need those expectations on us. And if they get mad at us, I'll just rip up the check.
Pressure on
you
us
know
like
what?
That, dude.
You guys
it's 6:13.
Just believe we can do this.
Believe in the
we
Christmas spirit.
We can do this. Believe in the Christmas spirit. Believe in humanity.
If we get close though, Savannah.
Yeah.
Savannah Claus.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
It's gonna be stupid, but please.
That's if be we're like at that close, like we're almost gonna beat the record. Uh-huh. If Russ goes, Savannah's willing to pull out one boob.
Nope.
To get us over that mark.
What about this? What about not one boob because we got
just one.
But what about would you twerk for us?
Nope.
Come on.
For
$1,000 for the Coalition for the Homeless,
nope,
a little twerking. Come on.
I know there ain't no Christmas cooter covers under there.
Nope. And I do have some on.
Oh, you do.
I'm not gonna do it.
You won't twerk.
No. Will you twerk?
Why don't you love the kids?
I do.
And the homeless people.
Here's the thing. Here's what I've learned in the past year. I don't care if you're mad. I'm not going to do it.
That's a good call.
We'll just keep on moving.
You finally learned the trick.
I hate bananas. Man. Thank you, no.
And I just threw a banana.
I know.
All right, we'll take a little break. We'll read your text and take some phone calls if you guys want to give us a call. It's 407-916-1041. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Today is the Monster Mini Telethon to raise money for the Coalition for the Homeless. We'll be live on our YouTube channel starting at 7 o'clock. Right now, we're in the first hour. We're here hanging out, catching up, and letting you know what's going on. Traffic is horrible, correct, Angel, over at the...
Super foggy, rainy. Be very careful this morning.
Well, what was the area where the accident was?
It's over there at Kirkman and I-4 Interchange right there. Two 18-wheelers have...
Yes.
Met.
They had a little early impromptu meeting. Did you hear what they were hauling?
As of yet, no.
Somebody on the texting service said they were hauling fish.
Oh.
No. Worse than chickens.
Stank on it.
Oh, that's not going to be good.
That's worse than chickens.
I don't know how true that is. I'm just saying.
Hey, welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, Savannah, and Carlos all here today. Guess what came in yesterday, finally? All the way, and I swear, it really was all the way from China. When I saw like where it came from, it was written in Chinese.
It's a Christmas miracle!
A Christmas miracle.
What is it?
These light bulbs that I ordered, I can show them to you.
Yeah, I just saw them. They look
light
awesome.
Bulbs are, and they look like they're on fire.
LED flame bulbs.
Yeah,
don't they sell those in the United States?
They might. I didn't know that. I ordered them off.
They do. Their stores right up the street that have them in their shelves.
That's what it looks like.
It's beautiful.
But Russ was so enamored with these things that he decided it would be a good idea to test the theory that you could order through Facebook and it arrives in an orderly fashion.
I wish I would have even put that much thought into it. I did not. I just like, oh, I want those. I'll do six of those.
And when did you order those?
I mean, it must have been 3 months ago. And
yes.
I had already written it off thinking they weren't going to come. And then yesterday I come home and there they were. But it's so funny to look and when you see that they,
postage
from,
and everything.
And it's all in Chinese.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that came, and it looked. I think it looks awesome.
That's like cool.
It lights up the whole backyard because I got probably too many of them. But it's pretty cool. So that put me in a.
You and anything lit light bulbs. That and candles. That'll get you, huh?
It does. I like.
For the past two nights, I've watched Christmas Vacation.
Oh, it's great.
And all day long, I sing the same songs at Gatorland because it's on a loop.
Yeah.
Right. Because most people come through and leave, but I'm always there. So Christmas in Dixie.
Oh yeah.
Hard Candy Christmas. Rodney the Redneck Reindeer.
Oh, yeah.
They got in a fight with Rudolph or something. And
that's an actual show that somebody produced?
No, it's a song.
A song. Oh. These are songs, yeah.
I'm trying to remember the other one. But none of them are like your regular Christmas songs. They're all like hillbilly Christmas songs. It's so great.
Yeah, there was one the other day. It was a Redneck Christmas song. It sounded horrible. It sounded like it was really dirty. Something about the spunky hedgehog or something like that.
All right.
A spunky hedgehog. I mean, to be personal.
I think they were doing double entendres or something. But
Last night at the card table, one of the guys next to me who's been a fan for many, many years and a super nice guy looks at me and goes, man, you guys going to play that 12 Days song? I ain't never laughed so damn hard.
That's been a long time,
man.
I said, you mean the one with Mark and Greg? He goes, hell yeah. And I said, buddy, I got to tell you, I'm not 100% sure we can play that anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure content-wise that can air anywhere.
Yeah.
Not even in Cambodia.
I don't think so.
Where they sell children.
Yeah, we probably don't have it.
Yeah, we talked about that. We had a little talk about the old monster songs. Like, you know what? Sometimes
Let's
things need to be in the past.
Yeah. They cycle out.
Yesterday, I was at Gatorland, and I was knee-deep in alligators. I mean, knee-deep. Like, didn't need any distraction. And someone hollers over the fence, Savannah, is that you? And I was like, yep. And I didn't turn. She was like, I'm going to get a picture. And I was like, can you just wait just a second?
Because you were in the water with an alligator.
Yeah. No, not one, several.
Oh, yeah.
Swimming among them.
That's like, not a time to be a...
Hang on a second.
No, I need this look.
Right now. And you know what they did? I don't know why they did this, but normally movies come out on Friday, and they make you wait till Friday. But Jumanji was out yesterday.
Yeah, there's late Wednesday night releases now.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and especially for holiday weekends.
Yeah, yeah. I went and saw it, just so you know. I won't give anything away, but it's really good.
I can't wait. Yeah.
It's
going tonight.
Super, super funny. I think it's going to kill.
Yeah.
I think word of mouth is going to be great. Kevin Hart obviously is awesome. The Rock is awesome, but you forget how funny Jack Black
is. He's the man.
And I think he's like the sneak, like you kind of forgot. you know, that Jack Black is that funny?
Well, I'm going to see it for Jack Black. Like, that's one of the main reasons. But you're absolutely right. Everybody's looking at Kevin and Dwayne, and I call him Dwayne.
Yeah.
All right. Well, think about it with Jack Black. Like that, huh?
I did that
We
for
haven't
years.
Seen him physically in a movie in a minute.
Well, no. He did Goosebumps kid stuff.
No, but physically.
Yes.
Like, he's been doing voices for stuff, right?
He was in Goosebumps. He was R.L. Stein in it or whatever. But you're right. He has done a lot of kid stuff with voices.
Like, I mean, Kung Fu Panda is normally what I, you know, if you ask me, that's the last thing I remember. I totally forgot
School
about that.
Of Rock.
Yeah, but that's how long ago was
that? That's been a long time. He's been around for a minute. That's the crazy thing is that he's been around for a while now. You know, he's kind of part of pop culture.
No, were they announcing that the movie started on Wednesday night? Because I had no idea.
It's been going on this crazy European tour. It's actually been out like a couple weeks or like a week ago in Europe, and they've gone on this massive worldwide tour.
Well, you went
to
the premiere, though.
No, I went at 3 o'clock. It was
yesterday?
But anybody can see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. Okay.
And I was...
Oh, that's getting a jump on the weekend. Yeah. That. Yeah, mm-hmm. It makes sense.
Was it packed?
It was not packed. There were not...
At 3 in the afternoon? Really?
It was not packed. It was like I was listening to people as they were walking in. They were like, "I didn't know it was. I didn't know this was playing today."
I tell you this. I think it'll beat Star Wars this weekend. And I know that's
you think so.
I think it's maybe I'm totally wrong, but I think people who were wanting to really see Star Wars, a $220 million opening weekend. That's a lot of the first rounders. It'll be the second rounders going this weekend. And Jumanji, I think, has a bigger. Demographic.
Like a younger one, definitely. Younger,
there's people like my wife who doesn't give a damn about Star Wars that's like, I want to see Jumanji.
Yeah.
You know, because of the nostalgic take on it as well.
Now there's a bunch of Star Wars fans that are all mad about it. There's like backlash from the fans. They want this Star Wars movie taken out of the series
because
they don't like the way it happened and all this kind of
stuff. I need to shut up.
Oh my God, man.
And even Mark Hamill is saying, like, look, this is not my Luke Skywalker. He's not the guy I remember. And
he's backing away from it?
Yeah, he is. He's like, I didn't write it, okay? They just asked me to play it. Like, he's backing away from this Luke Skywalker. Yeah,
look,
yeah.
I'm just telling you guys, I was tired of doing voiceovers.
Right.
and I actually wanted to be in front of the camera for a minute.
Here's the thing, and it's like with anything else, right? It's such a small minority of people, and it's, 20, 30 people that are tweeting and pissed off about this, and it becomes this thing that, like...
Snowballs.
And the websites need the clicks and everything.
Yep.
By and large, if this movie was as bad as these 20 people think it was, it wouldn't have made $220 million.
Right.
And people are loving it. The toys are through the roof. Everything else has done well. But like with everything else that happens right now in modern pop culture, we'll gravitate towards those 20 people and give it light.
Yep.
And for Mark Hamill's sake, like, you can only be on so much Robot Chicken.
Right.
He's done a lot of voiceover stuff.
I love it, but you become a cast member at some point.
Yeah.
There's a lot of movies coming out this weekend, too.
What else is coming out?
The Downsizing one with Matt Damon Alexander Payne, which is like this really artsy director. It looks interesting.
Tons of buzz.
Yeah,
that's the one where.
But he's hurt that movie more than he's going to help it.
He's absolutely hurt that movie.
That's the one where, like, okay, listen, you know, you're regular size. If we make you really, really small, you're gonna be like a millionaire because all the money you have, it didn't cost much to buy these little things.
Yeah,
and that's the whole premise of the movie. It looks kind of, you know.
Yeah, and then obviously we just said Jumanji.
It was really good.
Which they're looking at a $64 to $78 million weekend. I think it's going to do more than that.
Can I ask a quick question regarding Jumanji? I never even saw the original.
Oh, you didn't?
No,
I had to go back and watch it 2 weeks ago.
What is the premise of the movie?
Okay, the premise is this. Well, first and foremost, it was probably one of the first five CGI, really well-done CGI films, and it came out at that time. Robin Williams was the main character. Basically, kids get thrown into, or this game comes to life.
It's a board game.
It's a board game comes to life. And
the only way to live is if you make it through the board game.
Exactly. And Robin Williams just plays an amazing part. David Alan Grier's in it. Like I said before, it was the first CGI, like, oh my God, these animals are running through this house.
You know what, Jimmy? Now that we just had this conversation, I have never seen it either.
And it holds up.
I thought it was A Night at the Museum.
You know what? That's exactly what it reminds me of, too, Savannah. It reminds me of that movie. But I had never seen it before. I knew I wanted to see this one, so I watched it on Amazon like 2 weeks ago or so. And it's good,
yeah,
you know.
But, and it holds up.
It does. And you know what's really... To see Robin Williams, you're like, oh, I forgot how much I like him.
Yeah.
He's the greatest man.
But, so I would check... I mean, I think you don't have to see him. I think they throw respect to the old film or whatever, but it was a massive... my hit.
Yeah, it takes off. This one starts where that one left off, and it's good. I mean, The Rock is just great. I mean, you know, that guy has gone from professional wrestling to really being a comedic actor that's really, really... I mean, he's holding his own with Kevin Hart and with Jack Black.
He's the LeBron James of acting right now, where he is at his peak. He is picking the best roles. He is making the best decisions. He's enjoying it. He's living in it. It's really amazing to watch. And then 4 years when... 6 years.
When he runs for president.
When he runs for president, would be, you know, President Johnson.
There you go.
It's funny. You know, we always talk about people who have made the transition from other careers, whether it be athletes or whatever, into an acting career and then be very successful. Why is it we never mention Arnold Schwarzenegger in that?
What do you mean?
Because he was a professional bodybuilder. That's what he came to the country for, is win bodybuilding concept. He wasn't an actor. He was a bodybuilder and became one of the biggest actors and a box office hit, bankable actors. And we really ever remember the fact that he was a professional athlete.
And then he went from that to being a governor.
His story is just ridiculous.
It's insane. And you think about it. I mean, he did it with all the hurdles you need. He really spoke broken English. And like The Rock, he chose projects that really showcased his ability to act rather than try to go somewhere he really knew he didn't belong.
This is how good Dwayne Johnson is. He can do a stinker of a movie, and it doesn't affect him right now.
A Baywatch?
No, I'm just saying. Well, there was Baywatch. There was Snitch. There's Empire State. There's Hercules.
Oh, right.
San Andreas. He's built such a infrastructure that he could do a mediocre film and get the paid for it, and it doesn't stick to him.
And there's a new one out that's coming out soon with him, and they had the trailer, you know, before this movie. And
Rampage.
Oh, yeah. With him and a gorilla.
But it's kind of based off of the video game.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, if you remember the video game. This is a live action version of that damn video game, and I will admit this much: the previews got me.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm really curious.
I auditioned for that film. I wanted to get it so bad because that was one of my favorite video games growing up. And yeah, so I read for months and months ago. And then it's funny when you read for something, don't get it, and then the main star you're watching and do the film that you know you didn't do. But you know, Angel, those movies were on his run up. Hercules and all those were kind of him kind of coming into his own.
These are within the last...
San Andreas was a huge hit.
2016. You go up from there. You got Gone Fishing.
Gone Fishing.
Gone Fishing. Where was it? I just did it. It's the video short to back up Moana.
He was Moana, huh?
Yeah, he did Maui. He's Maui, so, which was $1 billion.
So, yeah, so he's got he'll do one of, and it's not a diss, but and then he'll do Moana, and then he'll do another couple that you're like, and then he'll do something big again.
Speaking of The Rock and WWE, because he came from wrestling, obviously, and that's where, and you see a lot of that in this movie, by the way, so like a bunch of wrestling stuff. But Vince McMahon sells off $100 million worth of shares of WWE, and everybody seems to believe that he's going to try to bring football back.
He's bringing the XFL.
They're going to call it something different than the XFL, but it's the same thing. But the reason they want to change the name is because they lost $35 million last time, so they're going to change it from XFL to it's a URFL.
Oh yeah, very catchy.
Which I don't know what the UR stands for, but
XFL is so great though.
Yeah, that sounded very cool. URFL does not. It sounds like somebody you type in to go to a government website.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It says the company has sought a trademark for URFL, and now they've sold off $100 million worth of. So they think that Vince McMahon is going back after professional football again.
If they lost $35 million, why would they try it again?
Well, that's a drop in the bucket to what the guy has.
still a lot of money.
They might think there's an opportunity to win people over with some people being upset with the NFL.
Absolutely. And the president backing him, because Vince McMahon, his wife is part of the president's cabinet.
Right.
I believe. I think she's...
This is so transparent. It's ridiculous, right? Yeah. So, you know, Trump gets shunned from being the NFL owner. He's got hooked up with this family.
Yeah.
They're going to try to bring a direct competitor to the NFL.
Right.
You know, I'm not shocked or surprised by any of this.
Now, remember, we had an XFL team here, and it was the Orlando Rage.
We were one of the few. That's the one thing that's frustrating. If you go through the history of Orlando and Orlando professional football, it's been a couple of different leagues that have come through here, and every time we're one of the standout portions of whatever league it is, whether it's the arena football, whether it was XFL.
Yeah.
What was the Stampede?
USFL.
Yeah. The Stampede was the USFL.
Yeah, and every time.
Or the Bandits. Then we have... That was the Tampa Bay Bandits.
Well, we had, I know we had the
Renegades.
Renegades. And every time we've done we've done, as a city, Orlando's always supported those teams. And for whatever reason, the leagues always suck.
Yeah.
I think they think that there's a crease in there. But the problem is talent, guys. That's the problem. It's probably getting talent from the NFL that are NFL ready. Because why wouldn't you play in the NFL?
Well,
and all that other stuff will go away eventually.
Just like a lot of people that played for the Arena League, there are guys out there that just can't make it to the NFL, but are good enough to put a entertaining game together, product. Yeah. Hey, listen, today is the day we're going to do our telethon. Okay, it's the Monster Mini Telethon today to raise money for the Coalition for the Homeless. In about 20 minutes or so, we're going to be live on our brand new YouTube channel. So you can go to YouTube, you type in iHeart Monsters Radio, and you'll be able to see it live. Do me a favor. Make sure you subscribe to it. We are, 30 away from having 4,000 subscribers. So we appreciate you guys subscribing. Let's see, right now, we've got 3,975 subscribers right now. Love to see that that grow today, but you'll be able to watch it all live on our page, or also you can go to monsters.fm, and you'll be able to donate on our website today at monsters.fm to help raise money for the Coalition for the Homeless, and you can also call us at 407-916-REAL, and we're going to have celebrities, we're going to have people answering the phones to take your pledge. They call it pledges, right?
Yep.
Donations, pledges.
Yeah.
So as much as you can pledge today, we'd appreciate it to raise money for the Coalition for the Homeless. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
At Real Radio 104.1 on Twitter. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC. From
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Hey, welcome back to the Monsters Mornings on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, Carlos, Savannah. Fritz is here, too. He's going to help us out because we're all going to go over to another studio where you're going to see us live here in about 15 minutes or so. We'll be live on our new YouTube channel. We'd love for you to go and subscribe to it. We've never done it before. So this will be a work in progress. We've never done the YouTube live. Our YouTube channel is iHeart Monsters Radio. If you're looking for it, and it will be uncensored. So we got to remember, guys, during the break.
Yeah, that's where you mess up.
Everything is going to be broadcast out. So
that's why I try to leave during the breaks every break.
Where are you going to go? You know, there's a little green room over there.
Because it's only normal for us as soon as the show goes to commercial for us to start talking crap about stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've gotten called a couple times so far. And so now, as soon as it goes off, I have to leave the room.
But you know, when it's a day like this and we're out of our norm or whatever, we'll be over there. I'm going to forget what's going on because I want to make sure that the next segment we got something happening.
That's how they get you.
We got a lot of cool stuff happening today. By the way, if you're a big fan of The Walking Dead, we got Cooper Andrews. Andrews will be here.
Yeah.
He's actually here right now.
I like him. Out, so.
And we're going to interview and talk to him. He'll be answering the phones.
He plays Jerry on there for those who,
on The Walking Dead?
Yeah, yeah. But, like most everybody only knows the names of the character names,
Oh, it's Jerry?
Yeah, no, his name is Cooper Andrews, but...
on the show.
On the show, yeah, Jerry.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good. How long has he been on The Walking Dead?
2 seasons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So far. So far, so good. He's got a lot of cool stuff going on, and he's really happy to be here to be helping out for... for everything we're doing.
Yeah, and we've got, we're going to auction off the Yeti. We got a Yeti cooler, and it is filled with a lot of prizes. And so every break, every other break, we'll let you something else that's in there and to try to get the most money possible for this Yeti cooler. It's awesome. We should thank Wassies for providing the Yeti cooler.
Man. Of course. The greatest. By the way, they're open this weekend as well, so go over and check those guys out. Get something cool. That is a guy's gift place if there ever was one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, what tricks are we missing when it comes to fundraising? Because I know that we only do this like once a year, and I think we all...
Tricks.
We start to...
If you're looking for tricks, I can do the wet towel trick.
Oh, what's that?
That where you pop somebody?
No, see how many wet towels I can hang off of a...
Oh.
Of a nail?
Oh, is that a game?
Oh, wow. I didn't see that coming.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh, right into that.
That's a test of skill.
Yeah?
That's pretty awesome.
That's a test of endurance.
Have you gotten up to more than 3 towels?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Full size towel or hand towel?
No. Full adult size towel.
Really?
I got 2 hand towels. That's it. But they're full. They're full size hand towels.
Jimmy, how many washcloths?
Oh, dude. two Kleenex. Put me to the floor.
Oh, damn it!
Not even wet.
I had more faith in you than that.
I have other skills.
The fundraising event is for the Coalition for the Homeless, and
I guess that's a no.
It's a good cause. Well, now listen, if you can do it, like I'm fine with it.
That went downhill fast.
I'm just looking to make sure that we fill all these spaces until 11 o'clock, and then actually until 10:30 because we got beer of the week at 10:30.
Yes,
right?
We do. And actually,
it's a good one.
Yeah, it was quite interesting because I threw it up on my Instagram to see. I let the fans vote on this last one, the last beer of the week for the year.
Yeah, okay.
And I had two very contrasting styles of beer.
Okay, mm-hmm.
In typical Monster fan fashion,
who stole them?
They went with the the lesser of the two.
Oh, did they?
But it's still really good. It's a really reputable beer manufacturer out of Texas, and it's a seasonal beer. So
pledging for the Yeti cooler. When should we call that done then? So if we're doing beer of the week at 10:30.
10:30.
So
do you want to go all the way up until we close?
I know. I think we need to do it.
Before, at the end of the...
The 10:15? Yeah.
10:15. All right, okay. That's what we'll do. We'll do 10:15 for the Yeti. Okay, so you've got until 10:15 to bid on the Yeti cooler, and you can do that by calling 407-916-REAL. So that's a way to raise money. And then
and when you're calling in there, let the operator know that that's what you are
bidding on,
because they're also taking bids or pledges for the regular total also.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if you're specifically bidding on the Yeti, make sure you let them know that, because that's a different list that we're keeping.
And if you pledge $100 or more, we can do a shout out for your business. So that's a good way to get a free plug for your business.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Let's set a starting number for the cooler.
I think it should be
at least like 250 or something, right?
I said 200, 250.
Whatever,
fine.
In that world, because the damn thing, the cooler itself, without all the stuff inside of it, brand new, is like more than that.
Oh,
so,
without a doubt.
You know, we want people to pledge enough money where, you know, we actually make some money.
Yes, and there are some great prizes in the Yeti cooler. We had played around with the idea of keeping it a surprise, thinking maybe we'll get more if we do it that way. But when I got and saw everything that we have, I think it's better to kind of let that information out a little bit throughout the show, because there's some really cool people.
It's called a trickle-down effect.
It's called edging.
Is that what it's called?
No, we call it edging.
Edging.
Yeah.
Edging our bets?
No, just edging.
Yeah, yeah.
That's you get right there, and then you back off.
And then you get right there.
This guy,
and then you back off. It's edging.
Somebody get this guy a pocket one. Something, man. Anything to get this guy down.
Yeah, he's pretty up right now.
Oh my God, oh my. Yeah.
Wait till you see my Christmas sweater.
I thought that was just called sex.
Yeah. Hey, listen, man. At 10:30, we're
going to be like, slow it.
We are all going to be in a hell of a bit at 10:30. Because we know out for the out for the holidays for
indeed
a while, which is good. All right, the telephone. Wait, you don't need the telephone number.
Screw the number.
Yeah, we don't need the number.
Jeez.
What you want to do?
Need nothing.
Is if you can on your phone, go to the Monster YouTube channel, and you're going to be able to check it out live. So we're going to go over to the studio here in a second or two. If you go to YouTube, you type in iHeart Monsters Radio, and you'll be able to see what's going on. Make sure you subscribe to it. That way, you'll always have it, and you'll be able to check it out. Or you also can go to monsters.fm, and I guess we'll start taking donations when we get over there. So the phones will be open to do your pledging or to make your donation. It's 407-916-REAL. People will answer the phone, and you pledge your money, and we'll try to raise as much money for the Coalition for the Homeless. You're listening to The Monsters of the Morning.
Young lady, you are in big trouble now. Better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He knows if you've been sleeping, he knows if you're awake. No tip, you've been bad or good, so be good, for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better behave yourself. Santa Claus is coming to town, that's why. I'm not kidding around now. Thank you.
flight home for the holidays has been delayed indefinitely.
Please don't leave the gate area. We could board at any minute.
What?
But we'll be right back with more Real Radio 104.1.
From the...
Real. Radio.
That's good. I like it.
All rise. All rise.
Welcome to the fourth annual Monster Mini Telethon live here in the Real Radio 104.1 studios. We've got another studio, actually, that is over to the, we call it 409. And that's where we're at live right now. And you can see us live for the very first time on our YouTube channel. We have our own YouTube channel. We're on it live right now. And hopefully we can get a lot of people on to check it out. And we can raise some money for the Coalition for the Homeless. That's what we're doing this for today. And the Yeti cooler that was donated by Wasi is sitting right here. You can check that out.
It has a bid already. It has a bid already. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, it does. Ask Betsy.
Hi, Betsy. How you doing?
We got a girl.
We've got a crew of folks here from the Coalition for the Homeless who are waiting to take your phone calls. All you got to do is pledge money. Now, if you want to pledge $100 or more and you want to plug your business, we'll be glad to do that. You just call 407-916-REAL, and they are sitting waiting to answer the phones right now. And we already have a bid on the Yeti cooler. Yeti cooler is sitting right here, and I toyed with the idea. We talked about the idea of just teasing and saying, oh, there's something really cool in there as well.
Yeah.
And then the more I thought about it last night, when I looked at all the prizes, there's so much stuff in there that's so cool that I think we need to let every people know, every little segment.
I think you're right, because what we have here is basically a multitude of gifts. You buy one gift here, and then you could literally, there's so many cool things.
You could hook up to everybody.
Absolutely. That's the first thing I thought of. I was like, I buy this for this amount, but then I can hook up Uncle this one and Stinky Joe and Dirty Jimmy.
Oh, it's pink, so it looks like a gay treasure chest.
It does. It's like, let's get to it, boys. There's going to be something fierce in there.
And one of the gifts is a bag of ice that somebody put in there 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's really sloppy ice.
It is still solid as a rock.
Sloppy ice is my MC name.
A pink Yeti cooler. I didn't even know they make it in pink.
Right. Yeah, right.
I didn't care.
That was the first question.
You didn't know that.
I swear I didn't know that.
You've been through the swatches. Yeah.
I've seen teal before. I didn't really have it in pink.
That's seafoam, Russ. Come on.
So, all right. You're right. There's a list of awesome things that are here. To donate today, you call 407-916-REAL, and hopefully we'll get as many donations as possible. We're going to talk to some people from the Coalition for the Homeless, who do a lot of great work here in Central Florida. We have a band that's setting up right now. Our buddy Ken is putting on his Jake costume, so we can have that on camera. You'll be able to check that out.
And don't bother the guest, Ken, okay? Please, just keep to yourself. Thank you.
Looks like he has a bra on right now. What is that underneath?
It's a man's ear.
Is that what that is?
Is that
a bra?
Yeah, I'm throwing out Seinfeld jokes from 98.
Wow, that's a big bra.
Well, we appreciate you coming out and helping, by the way.
And that's coming from Savannah.
Now, listen, if people want to come down and they've got a little bit of talent and they still want to help today, they still can, right, Angel?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, we have a couple of spots open. It would be helpful if you hit me up first before you get down here, just to give me a heads up. So email me, angel@realradio.fm. But we do have a couple spots, and you can actually use that opportunity to, if you got a business or an event or something that's going on, you can plug it during that time.
Hey, so the guy that got hold of you about the science experiment, is he still coming?
Yeah, he's coming.
Okay,
where
are we going to do that? Because
we got the performance area set up there. We need a small.
There's
going to
be
for
a
him.
Science experiment.
I don't like science.
Oh my God! Wait till you see this. Now,
I know what it is.
Didn't he do it on Conan, or did he do it?
Did it on Conan.
Oh, okay.
He's recreating that.
Oh, so the guy that's doing it is not the guy that was like, oh, I thought it was like a famous guy that does this. This is just like a listener that's going to throw together some chemicals?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's why,
man,
I asked
I'm not
you.
Down with that.
I asked you. That's why I sent it to you. It's like, are we sure we want to do this?
Well, and then you sent it with the clip. And when you sent it with the clip, I'm like, okay, well, that's looks like
okay,
that guy
so
was on TV.
This is a perfect example. Russ does not read the email.
Yeah.
Because it was like, he included the clip, and he was like, I'm going to do something like this. Would this be cool?
Oh, I didn't read his. I just read yours, and yours said, hey, are you cool with this? I looked at the video. I'm like, yeah, it looks great to me. Oh, God, we got a listener that's going to throw together chemicals in here. That's
I'm
good.
Not in here. I didn't show up to most of science class in high school. I'm not going to show up to this
We
crazy
have some
listener.
Beakers and some funnels and
this
a,
is actually
a Bunsen burner.
This is great because all I wish for Christmas was third-degree burns.
Well,
any water bears? If there are water bears in this experiment, I'm super excited.
If whatever he,
don't know what that is.
If what he does... it happens like it's supposed to be like a bunch of like foam that goes everywhere and it explodes.
It basically turns the whole party into a foam party. Y'all ready?
Sweet. I've been to hedonism. It's great.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. But I didn't read the fact that it was just a listener put it together. I thought he was the guy that was on TV.
He's totally accredited. He's got all the credentials. He comes with great references.
Ryan. Remember that one thing that happened on Mythbusters? We've got a guy doing it.
We got a guy that can put that together.
A random.
Remember that one thing that happened on Snapped? We got a guy doing it.
We're freaking out our engineer as we speak. Look at him. He's freaking out about this whole thing.
Well.
I promise the guy is a professional.
You know, it's Christmas.
Christmas Day.
It's Christmas Day.
Frankie, we promised it won't fire you until after the holidays.
So, Savannah, you said we already have a bid on the Yeti cooler.
Yes, we do.
What's the bid?
We already have a bid. Betsy knows what it is. I'll let her tell you.
500.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's call it good.
Damn. Oh, my God.
Right, we're
up.
Done.
Wrap it up. We got 500. That's a lot of Big Macs there for the homeless.
That's great.
Well, I will tell you this, though. What is inside of this Yeti cooler is worth more than $500. And so that means the prizes inside are worth more. So I think what we'll do is we're going to let...
it's terrifying every time you do it.
We'll let Carlos and Little Dirty Jim tell everybody one thing... that is in the Yeti cooler.
Do you know where the origins of the first cooler originated from?
I do not, Little Dirty Jim.
Couleur is a French word for a breeze in the light summer's rain.
Yeah.
And Antoine Foucault Couleur is the man who created it.
Really?
And yes, 1862, I believe. So 1863.
So it's a French thing.
Yes, it is a French couleur.
No idea. No idea.
I don't know. All right, well, let's see.
That's great.
That's for sure.
I love it.
Let's pick
his
one.
His neck is too long.
When you're supposed to ride his neck down.
He has good posture, Jimmy.
He dresses better than I do.
If you sit up straight, you have good posture, too.
I actually wish I looked as good as that.
Yeah, you can see him on YouTube, by the way. If you go to our YouTube channel, you can see all this. We're live on YouTube for the first time.
Ever.
Pick one item out of the Pink Yeti cooler to tell everyone, because what is in there is worth more than $500, but we're going to just one thing.
All right.
Carlos, open it up.
Oh, my God. There's a small Asian man in here.
Could be.
No. Well, let's see here. We're going to start. You want to start here?
Uh-huh. He's opening it up.
Where? Pink. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Brand new pair of Costa sunglasses.
Costa Del Mar, right?
These are Costa? I don't know how to say it. Let's get it right.
It's Costa.
Costa glasses.
I think it's Costa.
For 2 days, you guys have been driving me crazy with that. I'm sorry I didn't want to call
it
out.
It feels like you want to say Costa, but it is Costa. I've been in this factory before. Actually, Angel and I both went, and these are amazing glasses, and they're not cheap, folks.
Yeah, I think those alone are $130 bucks or something, right?
Or more.
Yes.
Probably two plus.
And they sent those to me yesterday. I said those. Well, yes.
Holy crap, Russ! What are you doing?
Way to give the whole prize.
You didn't
away.
Even have to pause and draw more attention to it. You could have just kept on going.
There's more stuff in the Yeti cooler. So if you want to bid on it, it's 407-916-REAL. That's 407-916-REAL. And we are live on our YouTube channel.
Hey, I want to bid on Savannah bending over in front of that cooler.
Come on. That's French for show it.
Savannah, what are you willing to do for the right amount of money?
Nothing.
Come on. Everybody here. It's a very relaxed atmosphere.
That sounded criminal as hell.
I know it did sound bad.
Yeah, If you said that to anybody outside,
I'm going to read a story, and I'm going to bring your Christmas spirit up, and that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, all right. But if, you know...
I'm going to say no.
What if, didn't last year, didn't we do pie in the face or something like that?
No.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, did we?
We had that, remember that was that
I can
game.
Do pie in the face. I'm not against that.
Yeah, it was that game where you put the
whipped
cream.
Only with Amanda, though.
Yeah, but that was the game that was popular at the time.
Not with anybody else, just Amanda.
It was
Kendall, if she goes.
It was certain clicks you would take, right?
Yeah.
So if you could take three clicks and you didn't get pie in the face, then you still got the money,
That's how it works.
That's good. That'll work. Ken right now is putting on his Jake costume. And by the end of the show, he is going to be sweating crazy because it's hot in here.
It is. You know, we should probably give out the phone numbers because there are people taking calls right now. They're calling in. We have people tweeting about it and putting it on their Instagram.
Oh, good.
So we're getting calls already right here at 7-Eleven in the morning.
If you want to donate and help us with the Coalition for the Homeless all day today, that's what we're going to be doing, taking money. All you got to do is call 407-916-REAL. That's 407-916-REAL. Can they also donate on the website? Where's Blog? Oh, they can. Blogamali is giving me a thumbs up. So if they go to monsters.fm, they can donate there as well. And that will be in the tabulation at the end of the show. Oh, good.
Tabulation.
Okay. All right, good. Because that's always, what do they call that? The tippany?
A tabulation. The tally.
When we start with the talents, I think before the talent starts, I think Carlos should get down there on the floor by himself.
All right.
And let's hear some of his motivational speech, how he does it when he goes out and does it. Because I would like to see it and hear it this morning. And it might make the rest of the show go awesome.
We mean like motivate us?
Motivate us for the donations and for the Christmas telethon.
I can do that. I can, if a DJ Angel of Boom can play maybe some inspirational music, whatever that will inspire. I like Nelly. I'm a big fan of Sugar Ray.
You do that right now?
I like it.
Rush, you're the boss, dude. I'm just here to tell stupid fart jokes.
All right, before we go to break then, why don't you motivate quickly to get people to donate for the Coalition for the Homeless. It's 407-916-REAL, and we have five people sitting here waiting to answer the phones and take money.
Okay, so first I want you to go to the YouTube. And I keep saying the YouTube.
I need you to get there, and I need you to be the center of where that spotlight is.
All right, let's see here.
It's the YouTube channel, right?
The YouTube channel, iHeart Monsters. Yeah. Oh, that music is perfect.
Let's hear it, Les Brown.
What's up, guys? My name's Carlos Navarro. You may know me as Local Shock Jock or that guy from that thing. But if you're watching me right now and the rest of the guys on the iHeart Monsters Radio YouTube, that means you got minutes and data on your phone.
Yeah.
You paid extra.
Right.
Woohoo, data!
There are people
use it up
in the streets right now with no cell phones.
Oh, no.
With no data.
What?
With no minutes.
That doesn't feel like Christmas.
T-Mobile.
They ain't been on Twitter in weeks, if not months.
Who ain't got a Twitter?
That's sad.
How do they know what Stephen A. thinks?
Thank you. So just imagine if you had all those things taken away. And then you're in the streets. What I want you to think about right now is that time, that tough time you had in your life where you didn't have any money, you didn't have that job, you didn't have any hope, you didn't have any prayers, but somebody reached out to you. And Savannah, have you been there before?
I've been there. I've been with my kid, homeless in California, trying to make it happen, eating saltine crackers and peanut butter and drinking water like out of a little creek that ran by. And that is a true story. And the next morning, my Jeep broke down the next day. And you know what all I could do was laugh and thank God I was still alive.
And now look at you.
Amen, brother.
You're here dressed like slutty Santa Claus and everything is good.
Right.
Everything is good.
That's not even true. I look like a Christmas elf.
And people question God.
Right.
So this,
if you
got through a tough time in your life, well, guess what? There's somebody going through it right now, 10 times harder, and your donation and your help and your hope and your prayer will help. And that's why you got to go to the Monsters YouTube channel right now, iHeart Monsters. And what number do they have to call right now? We have a lovely staff of beautiful ladies and awesome gentlemen answering the phone.
Make
the phone rings. I want to hear them ring.
407-916-REAL.
I want to hear them ring.
Okay, we need to turn the
ringers
on. If you
still love peanut butter after all those poor times, let's hear them ring.
Come on. Can I get some rings now?
Are the ringers on the phones turned on or off?
Yeah, no, they're on.
Okay, oh, good. Okay,
they're always on.
I want to hear them ringing for
here
sure.
Here we go.
There's one.
407-916-7325.
False alarm.
That's my phone.
Don't call and say, hey, I can see up your dress, because I know where all the cameras are in this room.
All right. Here they come. Here the rings are coming.
There's another one.
Yes, we got it. I wish I could answer it, because I'd be like, you are changing a life right now.
We'll get you a portable mic here in a second.
Yes, because you know I'm real antsy right now.
We got to take a little bit of a break. You're going to be able to check all this out on our YouTube channel right now. If you go to the Monster YouTube, it's iHeart Monsters Radio to check it out. It's all live, and you can give us a call and pledge some money. It's 407-916-REAL. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Mornings on Real Radio 104.1 for the Monster Radio Webathon, Telethon. It's the mini telethon to raise money for the Coalition for the Homeless. And I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, Carlos, Savannah, all here today.
And
a big group of folks to help raise money for the Coalition for the Homeless. And it's a great cause. We also have a cast member from The Walking Dead is here, Cooper Andrews. He plays Jerry. He's answering the phones.
They got him on the phone already.
He's answering the phones already. We got Jake here, the monster mascot is here. And we have this Yeti cooler that was donated by Wassey's Meats. We know that there is at least one pair of Costa Del Mar's in the cooler. Let's read another prize that's in the cooler, Carlos.
And by the way, during the break, Janice Wassey, owner of Wassey's Meats in Melbourne, texted me to tell me that this is a limited edition Yeti cooler. It's pink because of breast cancer awareness. They only make them one every 3 years.
Oh, so it's a collector's item. Yeah. All right, so we know we have one pair of Costa Del Mar's. And you can bid on this right now if you call 407-916-REAL. We have about five or six people that are ready to answer the phone for the Coalition for the Homeless. Okay,
right,
Carlos.
So the standing bid right now on that is $500, right?
No.
No?
$800.
Oh, okay.
It's jumped up to $800.
Nice.
So it's a limited edition pink Yeti cooler, at least one pair of Costa Del Mar's, and now... So those are sunglasses, by the way. And now Carlos is going to tell us another item that's inside the Yeti cooler.
Man, this is a prize after my own heart. And this is a movie bonanza prize pack.
Yeah.
What do we got here? We have this, which actually this was supposed to be pretty good. Valerian, this new major gigantic sci-fi flick.
Yeah.
Jake, you're standing over me, buddy. You make me nervous. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Cool.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Dead Men Tell No Tales. This was excellent.
They get that too?
Says. This was a $350 million budget bonanza. Yeah, they get this too.
Oh, my God.
And then this is The Hitman's Bodyguard.
Which
hilarious.
Is an amazing movie. That's a really funny movie.
Really funny. Remember, you can see this on our YouTube, iHeartMonsters.
Selma Hayek cusses up a storm in that movie.
Nice.
And then this critically acclaimed juggernaut of a series, Westworld, a game changer.
The complete first season, right?
The complete first season. This is hundreds of dollars of value.
So all of that is in the Yeti cooler as well.
Oh, if you got a movie lover in your life,
yes,
that's a great gift.
By the way, I watch when he opens it. I don't know what's in this thing, but when he opens it, it is literally stacked to the top with stuff, and I can only imagine what else could be in there, for Christ's
sake. Dirty Jim, you know what happened? Blog and Molly basically went into her prize closet and emptied the prize closet and put a bunch of really cool stuff in there to try to raise as much money as possible for the Coalition for the Homeless, and they're here now. I know that, Tracy is here, right? She's with the Coalition. Let's bring Tracy up.
Come on, Tracy!
For those of you that don't know what the Coalition for the Homeless does, they do a lot here in Central Florida. This is, I think, the third year we've worked with you, right?
Yes, amazing.
Yeah, can we turn our mic up a little bit? Yeah. So tell us, what is it the Coalition for the Homeless does here in Central Florida?
Well, each and every night we have over 500 homeless men, women, and children who are in one of our programs. They're on campus with us. It's a fully residential program.
Yeah.
And we also we serve a meal every night to those who we serve, all of our guests, as well as anyone else in the community.
So every night there's at least 500 people that need food.
Yes.
Something that and a lot of them are children, right?
Right. Yeah. Yes, over 150 are children. And those are people who are in our program. So we're providing them all kinds of services beyond just food. Just really our goal is to get them into housing as quickly as possible. In and out of the shelter and in housing as quickly as possible.
So when we do something like this, like we did last year, and so we donate a lot of money, where does that money go right off the bat? Because some people are concerned, you know, that, oh, if I give it to some organization, then all this money goes to pay a bunch of people that aren't doing anything. Okay. Where does the money go?
Well, I am very proud to be able to say that we are a 4-star rated charity on Charity Navigator. So that's the highest rating you can get for financial accountability and transparency. And that's going to go directly to our programs and services. Now, when we talk about overhead, we're a homeless shelter. So overhead for us, we're the water bill, the electric bill, all those things, that's actually going to housing the people that we have under our roof.
Very nice.
Yeah, and my charity, Kids for Carlos, did receive a negative star.
Right.
Because I never got any of the money.
Yeah.
Kids. I just spent it on Xbox.
Well, you just kept going back and forth to Bermuda.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Do you want to tell us who's with you today answering the phones?
Well, my amazing team is with me today. Okay. So we've got Katie on the left.
Hi, Katie. How
Amanda,
you doing?
Amanda, Kelly, and Betsy.
And they are all here.
And who's that one big girl at the real big end in the green shirt? She should have dressed better.
That's the reason we're 4-star charity navigator right there.
That's a handsome woman right there.
I do not want to leg wrestle that chick.
Yeah, Cooper Enders from The Walking Dead is answering phones right now. So if you call right now, 407-916-REAL, you may be able to talk to him and make your pledge. So what is the process today? When somebody calls, what do you need them to do?
We just need to call and let them know how much they want to donate, and we're going to take their information. We'll process the payment right away, and it will immediately go to work.
Very good. So we're taking bids on this Yeti cooler.
That's amazing.
Carlos, you said we got Costa Del Mar's in there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
A movie prize pack with all kinds of great movies. Mm-hmm. A bunch of other things in there now. Where are we up to at this point? Do we know with the Yeti cooler? $800
Ew.
Right now.
That's
pretty good, man.
That's awesome.
That's good. Probably still a deal considering the cooler itself is probably in that $300 to $500 range. The glasses we know are anywhere from $150 to $180 or $190.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Alone right there, not even counting the movies that Carlos said or the other like foot of stuff, it's got to be worth more than $800 retail. So we got to do better than that.
Yeah. And we will do better than that for sure. Well, we appreciate you once again working with us this year. We enjoy this for you.
Thank you.
And by the end of the day, we'll see what kind of numbers we can bring in.
I know, but it's going to be amazing.
The cool thing about the Coalition for the Homeless, you know, the stats are great, but you know, and a lot of people, like we were saying, like, where does my dollar go? How much? What's the percentage? Well, you know, $25 provides a week of nutritious meals to 13 homeless children. That's just $25. That's how well they manage this cash. $50 a week of nutritious meals to over 26 homeless children. Guys, $1,000. How about a day of food, shelter, and services for 45 homeless children? And that's just where it begins. And that shows you they've built relationships to allow them to stretch every single dollar that's donated to provide the maximum amount of goods and services to every single homeless person who comes to the shelter.
And Jimmy, I think that's important what you said, because some people might think, oh, I don't really have a lot of money to donate. But if you have $25, just $25, you know, 407-916-REAL, $25 provides what now?
A week of nutritious meals to over 13 kids.
Give until it feels good, and we hope that you do that today with us. We're making it easy. All you got to do is call 407-916-REAL or go to our website at monsters.fm, and we'll see what we can do today, Tracy. Okay.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Thanks.
We're happy to be here.
And when we come back, we've got from The Walking Dead, we've got Cooper Andrews is here. We'll
absolutely
talk to him. We're going to have Tom Rhodes will be in here in a little bit. We've got a band that's going to perform. And Savannah, they said that they would like it if you sang a song with them.
Uh-huh.
Did they say that?
Russ asked them that, and they said yes.
Are you in?
I'm in. But has anybody noticed that Angel's sweater says balls?
I mean, most of his shirts say balls.
Yeah.
Oh, this is my Christmas sweater.
And they're blue.
Yeah.
It doesn't say Christmas balls. It just says
blue balls.
They're
Christmas
blue
ornaments.
Angel.
What are you talking about?
It's so adorable how horny you are all the time.
I've been long enough to know that is a lie. Your sweater is a liar.
By the way, that's four horny references this morning before 7:30.
Yeah. I'm being festive. Whatever.
He is ready for the holiday vacation, isn't he?
Yes,
hey,
I
can
am.
We auction off, like, sex with Angel for Coalition for the Homeless?
There you go.
It's up to Angel.
We've gotten there already by 7:30. We're auctioning off sex. Yeah. Hey, for real, call 407-916-REAL. I want to hear those numbers.
Come on, make them ring, guys.
$5, $10, $15. This is the goal, to get a huge amount.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean you got to drop $100 or $50. Whatever you can give.
Yeah. Any amount helps, right, Carlos?
Absolutely.
$25 is nice. Listen, if you want to check this out live, we're live on our
brand
new YouTube channel. So go to YouTube. Woo! Go to it's iHeart Monsters Radio. And you'll be able to check this out live and see the talent that we're going to have here today. All right, you're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Real Radio Orlando on Facebook, brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC.
Yes, thank you.
Let's go,
is it iHeart Monsters Radio?
From the Radio 104.1.
Moody's right. Oh, I like this song.
The spirit's up. We're here tonight. And that's enough.
Welcome to the Monsters Mornings on Real Radio 104.1. This is our annual telethon, mini telethon that we do.
Woo!
To help out the Coalition for the Homeless. A lot of great things happening right now, like a bunch of great things. We've got some bids on the Yeti cooler, and they're amazing right now. That's going good. We'll let you know about that. We have a great guest that's coming up here in a second. We've got a band getting ready, and you can see all of this on our brand new YouTube channel. Just go to iHeart Monsters, and you'll be able to check it out. Correct, Carlos?
That's right. You haven't seen us this way before. In fact,
yeah.
Nobody else is really really doing this. We're one of the first shows to really kind of bring you into the show. And, yeah, check it out, iHeart Monsters. We're getting to 5,000 subscribers. We're literally in the soft launch, and the response has been overwhelming. So what's up to everybody who's on YouTube and, of course, listening to us on Real Radio 104.1.
Now, during the break, I saw that Angel went over, and he was mixing something together. What were you doing?
That was what I've told you guys. It's like a tradition that we do for the Christmas. We make this crazy dip, and Chef Scott, these guys were getting at me because I was just using all canned chili. Yes, that's what I would use for this.
Canned chili.
Yeah, it's super easy.
Yes. Love canned chili.
Yeah. Well, no, but there's other ingredients in there. Our Carlos added a secret ingredient.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
Now I will not have any.
No.
You just changed my mind too.
It's delicious, it's mommy. You're going to enjoy it.
Oh, shush.
Well, what he was doing during the break, you can watch on the YouTube channel. So all that stuff during the break, you're going to check it out. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins along with Dirty Jim, Angel, Carlos, Savannah. And I know that we've got now another bid on the Yeti cooler. Let's just add one more thing so they know else that's in there. The Yeti cooler is beautiful. It's pink.
Yes.
It's a limited edition.
Yeah, the cancer awareness pink Yeti. And
came from Wassies.
Yeah, Wassies Meats. That's Wassies Meats in Melbourne.
You know what I'm going to do?
And by the way, it's limited edition. They only make it for cancer awareness, and it comes out once every 3 years.
What you going
to
do, Russ?
Let's go ahead, because, you know, I know that now it's up to how much?
I don't know yet. I want to make sure that came through over there, but I did have a friend of mine who texted me and said they just upped the bid. Is that accurate, guys? Is it this much? Did it go to that much? 1,200? Is that where it is now?
Is that $1,200 right now?
That's amazing.
All right, so why don't you do this then? Since we're already up so high, tell them how many pairs of Costa Del Mar's are in there.
Let's do it.
All right.
Dun, dun, dun.
You kind of threw that on me, Russ. So I was like, I thought you were going to ask
me. No.
I don't actually have no clue.
Oh, you don't?
I don't want to lift it up because then I'll be showing other stuff.
I do know.
Okay.
There are three pair of Costa Del Mar's in there. So if you know what those are incredible sunglasses. I want to thank the Costa Del Mar people for sending those to me to put into the prizes.
You meant two pair.
No, there's three pair in there.
Russ, you meant two pair.
Oh, no. I didn't. Did somebody keep a pair?
No, I don't know, but I'm going to.
Oh, no.
I'm going to make these cameras go black for about 30 seconds. That's all it'll take.
So and there's a lot more stuff in there. So you can bid now. Just call 407-916-REAL, and you can bid on this Yeti cooler. Or if you want to make a $100 pledge or more, we'll plug your business. We'll say hi to whoever you want to say hi to. This is all to raise money for the Coalition for the Homeless. And we've got someone here who's been answering the phones for us.
Working
and helping
hard.
Us out. And you know him from The Walking Dead. He's Jerry on The Walking Dead. And we appreciate it. It's Cooper Andrews.
Hello there.
How you doing, man?
Hello.
This is so early.
I can barely hear you.
How do you do this every morning? Why do you wake up so early?
You know what?
It's money.
It's money and fame and the lure.
So much fame.
So much fame. But, dude, thank you so much for being here.
And you've been answering phones already, right?
Oh, yeah. We've been having lovely conversations, talking about the traffic and traffic-related things. But
yeah, a lot of traffic talk on the line.
Of course. It's Orlando.
It's good at the moment.
My man has his face as a Christmas shirt on him.
Oh, yeah.
That is as baller as it gets, dude. That is a cool-ass shirt, man.
How did you get a Jerry Christmas shirt?
So we do those conventions, those Walker Stalkers.
And yeah.
There's this group called Creative Parties, P-A-R-T-E-E-S, and they make these awesome Christmas shirts.
Nice.
With my face on it.
And you did the plug, and that's how you got the shirt.
Yeah, nothing makes Christmas better than a Samoan Jewish man.
Hey, Cooper, when was the first episode, the first year you were on The Walking Dead?
I guess that was 2000. That was last year, season 7.
Episode 2. Yeah, yeah. We both everybody from the kingdom basically
appeared at the same time.
The same day, same time. We all met like,
hey, what's
up?
Pigs. We wrangled pigs on our first day.
Yeah, never made the actual full thing show. We were supposed to be like hunting these pigs. And
expert
that was
pig wranglers.
Yes.
We have a unique perspective because Carlos tells us about when he auditions for stuff. We were talking about a movie this morning called Rampage. He told us he auditioned for it. Of course, he shares some of it, but not. But I know how many times he auditioned for The Walking Dead before he actually did land a role. How often or how many times did you have to audition for The Walking Dead before you landed a role in the show?
I read for it twice. Once or twice. And, like a few years later, that's when Scott
Yeah, well, he was on. You were on Halt and Catch Fire, so he was already on an AMC show.
Oh, what was the name of it?
Halt and Catch Fire.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was. It was
1980s computer revolution story. It was awesome.
Critically acclaimed, really. And so they already knew about Coop, and they kind of had seen most everybody on the show, or at least in the kingdom, auditioned several times. You know.
And what was your? How did your life change after you were on the most popular show, really on network television? How did your life change after that?
Outside of free T-shirts,
right?
It's this season. I've definitely been noticing things. I have to get to the airport maybe 45 minutes sooner. If I'm walking through, it's a lot of
you're a noticeable guy.
A lot of photos to take.
Yeah, you don't blend well.
Yeah, I thought I did. I thought I was. If I put my hat on, it would work. But doesn't work out for my giant head.
No.
It's been fun because on this show, so much different than others is the fact that we get to meet so many fans, and so you sort of get affirmation that you're bad from people coming up to you. No, it's just been but it's been nice because on other TV shows you never know. You know, you have social media, but it's with this, it's really cool. Just a lot of people are like, "Hey, I love you on the zombie show."
I'm like,
"Oh, thank you."
And Coop hasn't been home in 3 months. He literally has gone from project to project to convention to convention. He just finished a film, and he's actually taking a little time off here on vacation.
Yes,
he's going to actually go to Gatorland.
Oh, that's awesome! You're gonna love Gatorland.
And,
excellent.
And he's staying at the house right now. And then,
how was it when he showed up at Carlos's house?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What? I mean, did he treat you right? Does it look good?
Damn.
Whatever he did, it didn't matter. His wife Megan. I mean, that looked like Christmas. You walked. I mean, I came in from a Baton Rouge, and even there, I had to wear like a jacket and jeans.
Yeah.
I got off the airplane. I'm like sweating already.
Now, did she take into account that you're Jewish? And is it decorated like Hanukkah, or is it like full on Christmas?
It's full on Christmas. You know, Hanukkah ended 2 nights ago.
Oh,
it's fine. It's now Christmas.
There are shades of blue.
It's blue. But it looks awesome. You walk in, and you're just like in the spirit. You want to be in pajamas and drinking hot cocoa.
Carlos,
I love it.
Since he's been in your house, has he tried to diversify your portfolio?
100%. Yes.
I have a question.
Yeah, it's Cooper Anders here. You know him from The Walking Dead. He plays Jerry. Savannah, question for Cooper.
You guys can't see me, so you forget me today.
No, we don't forget you.
What does it feel like to have a doll? Like a doll of yourself?
I've had some interesting toys brought up to me of me. It's knitted versions of me, like it's a voodoo puppet. Like there's another one. I'm like, all right, someone's gonna be.
This is a blender cozy.
No, it's weird because the first thing you do is like, do I really look like that? It's like, well, no, man, it's felt, so it's fine. It's fine. No, it's flattering that these people, they take so much time to make these projects. I mean, some of the artists that draw our faces,
it looks good.
Yeah, it's incredible.
How many did you actually keep? How many do you have? Is this one? Or you
don't
got,
tell
like,
the truth.
15. I don't want to tell
them. You got 100.
So all the things that are drawn. I mean, these amazing pencil sketches, inks, paintings. I give them all to my mom.
Oh, do you really?
I don't like having mirrors in the house just because I don't want to look at myself and. Having a picture would be worse. But, I give it to my mom, and she's framing it up, and she's making some weird room, I think.
So when you do
room.
When you do a show like The Walking Dead, obviously other opportunities will come up, and Carlos was telling me that that you're going to be on another big movie that I'm really curious. Tell us, Cooper Andrew, what's the next movie you're going
to
work on?
I'm about to start work on Shazam.
Now, okay, so I get confused with Shazam, okay?
Not Kazam, but Shazam.
It's Shazam, and is Shazam Captain Marvel?
Yes.
But isn't there a Captain Marvel in the DC world, and there's a Captain Marvel in Marvel world?
So I just learned about this. So okay. Captain Marvel, which is Shazam, Captain Marvel was created first, but they didn't copyright the name, trademark the name or whatever, and... Marvel created a Captain Marvel.
Well, then we'll do it.
And then they're like, oh, well, we got legal right here saying we should sign this. Yeah. So they did that. And so for the movies and stuff, they didn't want to make it any more complicated. So they just like, all right, we'll just go with Shazam.
Oh, so it's just so they don't call him Captain Marvel.
Yeah. At least as far as I know. Yeah. I read the the new 52, which is I guess was this reboot for DC.
Yes.
So they made him a little little edgier. I have no idea what the movie's going to do yet. I just I was just able to announce it.
Are you allowed to say what part you're playing? Is that or
I don't think I can, okay. So I'm not going to.
We don't want to get you in trouble. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to playing.
Yeah, well, tell me where you're shooting so, and where you're getting to shoot at.
Yeah, we're gonna. I'm going to Toronto for a minute. So we're gonna.
You're gonna be there for a little bit shooting.
Yeah. So
big
we're gonna.
Budget?
Massive budget.
Yeah.
Do we know who the star is?
Zachary Levi. He was Chuck, and he's the voice of Flynn Rider from Tangled, that charming.
Yep.
Yeah. But no, he's awesome. I love his work.
Aren't there rumors that The Rock has something to do with it? Or
he? I think. And this is just me being a fan. This is not me speaking officially.
Yeah,
anyway.
Clear about that. Yeah, just... people on YouTube right now at iHeart Monsters are like, here it is, the spoiler.
Yeah, no. Just what I know from like just internet knowing was The Rock is playing Black Adam, which is Captain Marvel, Shazam's his enemy.
Right. Yes.
And my dealer.
Yes. and I think he's doing a separate franchise that I think meets down later down the road.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, so... as far as I know, maybe you know, they can't have more than one Samoan in a movie.
I was
going to
say,
yeah.
We just gave away too much information. The phones aren't ringing. 407-916-REAL. If you're listening to this interview on Real Radio, if you're watching us on YouTube, hook up our friends over here. 407-916-REAL, $5, $10, $15, $25. It doesn't matter. That's what we're trying to do today with the lovely Cooper. That's why you're here, right? You flew in just for this.
Oh, yeah. Just 100% only for this. Yeah. No, this is happily worked out. I was so happy.
Well, when you call, you may talk to Cooper.
Yes.
Absolutely. He might take your
call
pledge.
Him right now.
Be vulgar, please. As vulgar as you can.
Hey,
that's what I'm known for.
What got you into acting, man?
When I first started, I got in doing stunts with like independent projects. You know, calling Craigslist and like, hey, I'll fall on my back for you.
Right.
And then I realized that didn't sound as good on Craigslist. But I just liked. I always liked creating. So whether it was. Helping with the writing, helping just moving lights, helping, you know, with the sound, which is what I eventually became as a boom operator.
Just being around the business.
Just being around it. I just want to be able to help it.
Right. And it just kind of morphed into what you're doing now.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I got sick one day with just this horrible cough, and I couldn't get rid of it for a few months. So if you're a boom operator that's coughing in the middle of a take, not good. Anyway, audition for Halt and Catch Fire came up, and I was like, I need this part. It feels like they wrote it for me, and it was this awesome role.
Hey, that's incredible.
Yeah. Cooper, is this your first time in Orlando?
No, I've been here. I was here 5 years ago, and I've come through, like, band trips and... and, you know, drive-thrus, yeah.
What were you expecting to see, or what is it that you wanted to see when you were coming to Orlando? Do you have something on top of your mind that you definitely wanted to do?
I mean, I'm going to be going to Magic Kingdom on Christmas. Yeah. I wanted to do that. And
of course.
I wanted to be shoulder-to-shoulder with, you know,
yeah, but
people.
Come on.
Actually, the key thing that you should have said right there is that you wanted to go to Gatorland.
Oh, yeah, because you got a hookup. Right?
Yeah,
Savannah, that's so played.
That's a Christmas Eve place.
Savannah, you can hook him up at Gatorland, right?
Absolutely. We'll have a fun time.
She actually, I wouldn't say wrestles gators, but she feeds them like in the water with them.
It's crazy. Play with them.
That's awesome.
That's better than
professional.
Do you have any names for the alligators?
Yes. Do you know Ricardo? You don't know Ricardo?
Man. Come on. How you doing, guys? Howdy.
You're so tall. You're good looking, Ricardo.
You know, I try, papi.
How much do you eat a day?
I eat a lot, papi. I eat a lot. Who feeds you best? This beautiful piece of chicken right here.
and you can tell me she doesn't actually wrestle you. Though.
Oh, she does when she gets a little frisky at night. You know?
All right. Okay. Well,
Cooper, I want to thank you for coming in, and thank you for going on the air with us. By the way, you can check all this out on our YouTube channel. Just go to iHeart Monsters. And you can check it all out now. During the breaks, we'll be filming some stuff. When we come back, we got a band that's going to perform. We've got Due East. Tom Rhodes will be here in a little bit.
Yeah!
We got all kinds of cool stuff happening. We just need you to donate money for the Coalition for the Homeless. The number to call is 407-916-REAL. That's 407-916-REAL. And you can also bid on the Yeti cooler. And
if you don't, I'll sing. Yeah, I'll sing the rest of the whole show. I'll sing the rest of the whole YouTube feed.
Yes, Savannah, myself, Cooper will be by the phones if you want to say hey. Donate, and it's all about the money today, folks. Call right now.
Call right now.
407-916-REAL.
I'm going to go talk to someone right now.
And if it's $100 or more and you want to plug your business, we'll do that as well. Okay, so you're listening to The Monsters of the Morning.
Your package has been transferred to USPS for final delivery.
No!
But we'll be right back with more Real Radio 104.1.
From the Radio.
Hey!
Yeah!
Are you listening? Come on! Welcome back to the mic. Rush. His morning's on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. Savannah's here today, and it's our Monster Telethon to raise as much money as possible for the Coalition for the Homeless. I want to thank Chris Galt, who just sent me an email.
Yes.
And she's kind of the reason why we started working with the Coalition for the Homeless, and she's watching us.
Love you, Chris.
On our YouTube channel. When you go to YouTube, type in iHeart, one word, Monsters, and it'll come right up. It's a live feed of our new YouTube channel, and it's awesome. Hey, you know what? Every year, usually, we have food.
Yeah.
To make sure that everyone has something to eat. We don't have any food.
Well, to be fair, I've eaten a bunch of cookies.
I brought chips and dip that is being made as we speak right now.
Okay,
that's
so
wonderful.
I'm contributing.
You did contribute.
Sure. All right.
But if there's any business out there, this is a day of giving back. If you want to give, we will give back. It's amazing. I don't even see a salesperson.
Give us some coffee.
Here. You can call. It's 407-916-REAL to donate money right now for the Coalition for the Homeless. That would be great. Now I know people are also bidding on the Pink Yeti cooler, and what we're doing is every break we're kind of letting you know something else that's in there. So we know it's a collector's item, right? Mm-hmm. It's a Pink Yeti cooler.
It's the Yeti 50.
The Yeti 50.
Yep.
It's got three pair of Costa Del Mars in it.
Right.
It's got a bunch of movies, DVDs and movies
like
in it.
Like really great movies. What? So we're already over at least 50,000 prize value.
Right.
So I'm not good at math, though.
Now you can check this out. This is all live on the YouTube channel. And now Carlos is going to open up the Yeti and reveal another item that's in there.
Oh, I see something that goes perfect with somebody here on the show.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm doing that one. This
is, don't break stuff.
Is this what you wore and what you will wear?
A limited edition.
I was told this one here.
Ugly sweater.
Yeah.
Grave digger sweater that Savannah from Gatorland has on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you wear this particular one? Does it have the scent of Savannah? I will.
It's that exact one, and it smells like apathy.
Oh, nice. Man, that's really cool. I love this Grave Digger.
So the Grave Digger.
So good.
Grave Digger sweater in there, and also tickets to Gatorland, correct?
Tickets to Gatorland, 4-pack.
Not just tickets to Gatorland. It's a tour with Savannah Claus. Who I've been on this tour before. It's a once-in-a-lifetime tour. You get to see some crazy ass at Gatorland.
What will they, if they bid and they win this cooler with all that stuff, they get to go with you to Gatorland.
Yep.
What kind of a tour are you going to give them?
We'll go do everything that we can do. Like, we'll feed big alligators, we'll see white alligators, we'll let you take pictures with them. We'll let you hold little alligators.
Little baby alligators.
See tortoises. It'll be super fun. I promise.
Now, are the white alligators in a nicer part of the park?
Yeah,
they're not in a nicer part of the park, but because their skin doesn't have any pigment, they have to be undercover.
Oh, protected, of course. Bet you the ambulance gets there faster, too.
Taxes are way higher over there.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just saying.
All of this is on our YouTube channel right now. If you go to YouTube, you can check it out. And also, we would love to get some calls. 407-916-REAL. Cooper Andrew from The Walking Dead. It will be answering the phone. And we've got another guest who always comes during the holidays, which is awesome. Tom Rhodes is here. Which it's always great to see Tom. And he's going to be at the Improv all weekend long. Tom, I like it. You work it out where you get to come here during the holidays.
I love it. Yeah, I visit my mom and visit you. You guys are like family.
It is.
That's awesome.
We're very happy.
I grew up here. And Gatorland is one of my favorite places.
Oh, yay!
Yeah. Even without the private tour.
It is. You don't even need it, but if you want it, I'm just offering. That's all.
You know, it's so funny.
I love it there.
It's so funny. Tom Rhodes, like you said, is from Orlando and has been doing stand-up here for a long, long time. And for people who didn't live in the city, it is kind of interesting what happened to Tom when he was kind of coming up in the game, right? So he had one of the first viral things before there was even such thing as viral.
Right, yeah. I remember hearing about this.
I don't know what happened.
I did not. I don't know what happened. Tom, did you want to tell us?
I love to hear other people
talk. No, it's just kind of an interesting thing. I don't even know if you had anything to do with it, but there was a stencil, and Tom used to have long hair, and there was a stencil, and people just started spray painting his stencil face and his likeness all over the city of Orlando.
That's awesome.
On pylons of I-4, on the side of buildings. Did you have anything to do with that, or is that just somebody who was a fan and did it?
You've asked me that before. I lived with a band when I first started out in Winter Park, and I liked the way bands marketed things, so I made this stencil of my face. And I spray painted it around only on government property.
Right.
Good job. Good
job. Nothing private.
Yeah.
And take it to the man.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people thought it was a tribute to Randy Rhodes.
Yeah, yeah. Because it looked like, but it was the first like guerrilla marketing I'd ever encountered, and I didn't even know I was looking at it. And then fast forward 30 years, and you're like, wow, this guy was brilliant. Because you know, that's basically what they're doing online right now. The same
that's when he wanted it to hit, too, about 30 years later. He wanted to be really
exactly.
Brilliant.
It finally paid off.
Way ahead of the game.
All these years later.
Good job.
And we know that you've traveled the world. We know that you did television in...
I was in Switzerland last week.
Wow.
Yeah, I was doing shows all over Switzerland. I actually got snowed in. I had to fly back through Amsterdam, and Amsterdam was shut down because of snow.
Damn.
And I was stuck in Basel, Switzerland for two extra days.
Great spot, great chowder.
Great spot. And I just found out yesterday I get fully compensated because the European Union has passenger rights, and we don't have that.
Insane.
Go figure, yeah.
So, like, in the States, when you get canceled flights because of weather, you don't get anything.
Yeah. Huh?
But in Europe... You are fully covered.
Taken care
That's
of.
Awesome. Yeah.
Wow.
How many languages do you speak?
Good way. I
can be very cordial in about three of them.
That's a good enough.
In French and Dutch and Spanish.
Yeah. Where's the most difficult place to get a laugh? Is there a particular?
I wouldn't say difficult, but in November I performed. I was all over Asia and I performed in Mongolia.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah, and I wouldn't say it's difficult. Because I read Genghis Khan's biography before I went to
touching story.
Incredible story.
Yeah, it's like Bridges of Madison County.
It really is. If it's not going well as a comedian in Mongolia, you can always put aristocrats or noblemen in catapults and shoot them against the palace walls.
Hey,
because
that's, yeah.
That never fails to make the Mongolians laugh.
Right, right. Really?
Yeah, boiling oil, I hear, is also a big winner. Yeah,
that's a
huge,
good one, Tom.
Huge.
Rolling.
Tom Rhodes here will be at the improv.
How many 14th century references are going to happen this morning?
It's so true. It's so true.
Hey, do you keep in touch with what's going on in American culture when you're traveling abroad to do jokes and stuff? Do you keep up with like all the sexual harassment stuff and turn that into comedy? Or?
I haven't turned it into comedy, but yeah, no, that's I tell my own version of that story. I won't go into it, but anyway, I had an encounter.
I'm sorry,
with
dude. Jesus, I've said it 100 times.
I had an encounter with a very famous guy when I was young who put the moves on me in a very creepy way.
Oh, I think you've told us some of that story before.
Yeah,
it was a particular comedian.
Yeah. Super famous guy for his clean family humor.
Yeah,
interesting.
Understood. I do remember that.
He grabbed your junk.
Who?
He grabbed your junk?
He grabbed a lot of my junk.
What? Yeah. You got to tell us in the break.
I will, totally.
And he wasn't a senator? Weird.
Yeah. No, of course, I keep track of everything.
You see that, and you know, not many men are saying, hey, this has happened to me. It's mostly women, you know, me too. Do you think maybe I want to go out there, or you think I'm still keeping this to myself?
In certain cases, you know the people, so it's...
Is that person still relevant?
Who?
The person in question.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, they won a big award last year, so
what?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I can't wait till the break.
I know.
Hey, I want to ask, you know, Russ brought up a really interesting question when you do stand-up all over the globe. The perception of America has changed greatly over the last, let's say, 12 months.
Maybe I think everything is the same, pretty much.
So I'm interested, when you go over, do people expect you to do comedy about that particular issue in our country? Or do people want it? Do they laugh at it if you do it? Or
but, you know, the thing is every comedian in the world is doing Trump jokes.
Right.
So... as the headliner, when I get on stage, the topic is kind of beaten to death.
Yeah, yeah.
So I only talk about how things affect me personally, and my family is very funny. And, you know, like my mother is a hardcore Christian Republican, and she hated Bill Clinton's guts because he was orally gratified in the Oval Office. And I was talking to my mom about, you know, what if it's true that Trump paid prostitutes in Moscow to do what they did, and she said, "Well, it didn't happen in the Oval Office."
Oh my God! There's the out.
Jesus.
You know, so like, just how like things relate to me. I don't just randomly make stupid jokes.
Yeah,
you
got know? It. When you come back here, do you just spend time just at home, or do you go out and experience, you know, the theme parks and all that kind of stuff?
No, I love Orlando. There's certain things I like to do. You know, my mom and I walked around Lake Eola the other day, and I'm from Oviedo. Lake Charm is very charming. Maybe that's why they named it that way. I just visit a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Culturally, as you move around the world and you come back home, what is the one shocking thing you realize once you get back into the States that doesn't happen here, that happens elsewhere, that you kind of really miss when you're not there and here?
What the hell did you just say?
Can you be a little more specific?
So when you get home, what do you miss about being out in the world that you don't get in the U.S.?
I lived in Amsterdam for 5 years, and one thing about I love Europe, and you know, I was in Paris 2 weeks ago, and you know, you can't beat the bread and the cheese and walking around nibbling on crepes and things like that. But when I lived in Europe, the one thing you might find amusing that I missed about the United States was a mini mall where you could get things done.
Right, because you got to go here. In
Europe, you got to go like all over town to do these things. In the United States, it's like, you know, we got a mini mall that's, you know, you can get your nails done, you can fight UFC, you can buy a tropical fish, you know, you get a massage. It's there's something to be said for a mini mall where you can get a lot
of really interesting.
Is this accurate? Every time I talk to someone about you, I always say that, yeah, he's doing great. He was the Johnny Carson of Amsterdam. Is that pretty much the...
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Yeah, I'd take that too. That sounds good.
Well, Tom, all the multiple projects you got, All Hail the Laughter, the double album, you got the podcast, and then you got the What You Write for the Huffington Post. How do you make time for all those different projects, and which one right now is the one that you enjoy the most?
How do I do it? I have a wife who's constantly busting my chops to get things done and pay the rent. Yep. My double album just came out. It's called All Hail Laughter. And,
congrats, man.
Yeah, thanks. That, you know, it takes a few years to write a new hour. I'll probably film that as a special later next year, and trying to work out the details of that. But, you know, my number one dream is to be a comedian, and so that is what I'm the most proud of. Also, I've written the first draft of a book. And
a biography deal?
Yeah, about my life, greatest stories. I was maced in Paris. I almost drowned in Thailand. I had my own late night talk show on Dutch television. I played in, just this year, Tokyo, Mongolia, Shanghai, and Paris, and all these different cities and stuff. Wow. So I've got a lot of great stories.
With that said, when you're talking about filming the double album live show, would that be something that, because of your ability to create a following globally, would you shoot that here in the States, or would you shoot that someplace else in the world?
Actually, I want to film it in Paris. I got a lot of great stuff on Paris. My first love of my life was with a Parisian girl.
Damn.
And I met her in Orlando. She worked at Epcot.
Oh, how romantic.
In the French Pavilion. And I was living on Fairbanks Avenue in Winter Park on Little Lake Fairview.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with this rock band and some friends of mine. And I walked into the backyard, and this beautiful French woman is in a bikini. And,
changed your life.
And that's where we met. And then we lived together in San Francisco for 7 years, and so I've got a lot of...
You need to write a book. That all sounds very romantic. Mine is much more boring. Yeah. It's like, yeah, we met at a Predator game.
You lived over by the sinkhole that's over off of Fairbanks.
Not far.
Yeah. Did you ever sneak into that sinkhole? A lot of people used to sneak in there and try to go down to the bottom.
Yeah, Russ, he didn't leave his backyard. I don't know if you just imagined. He had a French chick in bikini.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, just outside the slider.
Yeah, no, the lake was cool. We would go water skiing all the time. Yeah. It was great. But I never stuck
in.
No.
Yeah, exactly. On the sinkhole.
Still looking for Johnny.
There's a boat in there.
Well, Tom Rhodes is going to be at the Improv all weekend long. Always a pleasure to see you, man.
I love seeing you guys. I like our annual tradition.
It's awesome. Tickets are available. Go see Tom Rhodes once again all weekend long. Have a great holiday, and it's always great to see you.
Awesome. Love you guys. Merry Christmas.
All right, check us out once again. If you want to donate some money for the Coalition for the Homeless, they are waiting for your phone calls. 407-916-REAL. That's 407-916-REAL. Hey, Tom, if a couple people want to get talk to you, is that okay?
Absolutely.
If they donate money? Okay, so if you call right now, you might be able to talk to Tom Rhodes, and once again, if you want a bit on the cooler,
the Yeti
that's
cooler.
Got a lot of great stuff in it, you can do that now. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Hey, welcome back to the Monsters. Morning's on Real Radio 104.1, and this is our mini monster telethon to raise money for the Coalition for the Homeless. We have five people waiting for phone calls to take your pledges, I guess what it's called, for the Coalition for the Homeless. Yeah. $25 is a nice little donation. If you want to do that, give us a call, 407-916-REAL. That's 407-916-REAL. Cooper might answer the phone.
Yes, he just might.
He might. When I called a few minutes ago, he answered. I just hung up. I was shy.
You got people that are sitting back waiting. Should I call later? Should I call now? Just call. $5, $10, $15. Let's get the phones ringing. And if you're watching this live on YouTube and you're a big Monster fan or fan of anybody else here, share this with your friends. Share this with your family. You share all those stupid cat videos that nobody cares about.
Oh right. Nobody cares about your cat.
Share your picture food. Nobody cares. You share your bitching about you're sick. Nobody cares. Why don't you share something that will actually help iHeart Monsters Radio
YouTube.
And we appreciate that. And people can also bid on the Yeti cooler that was from Wassey's. And there's a lot of stuff in the Yeti cooler. So far, we know it has three pair of Costa Del Mars. It's got a trip to Gatorland with Savannah with a personalized tour. It's got
you don't get to ride in my car, though. It's got
It's got like a grave digger sweater.
Yeah.
A prize pack from with all kinds of movies and stuff. Yeah. What else do we have in that Yeti cooler, car?
I'm gonna
you can
read some
bid
of the
on
comments.
It right now. It's 407-916-REAL if you want to bid on the Yeti cooler or just donate $25.
I'm going to read some of the comments from our YouTube right now so you guys know that we're paying attention to what you're saying.
Okay.
Savannah looks so hot. She's the most awesome, baddest bitch in the world.
Yeah, it says that like 15 times. Then it says, why does Russ look like a plantation owner?
Okay.
And it says... Carlos has got some tight jeans to keep getting on his knees like that. He must be used to it.
Yeah, look at this Cuban ass, girl.
And then it says, why did Dirty Jim wear white? He already looked like a pig.
Oh, damn.
I mean, I get it. That's actually what I was shooting for this morning.
And then it says,
I have a feeling it doesn't say that. Yeah, I think
Angel ain't got blue balls. I did him last night.
Damn. Signed Brazilian Beauty 69.
Signed Tom.
Cooper, I'm not going to read what it says about you.
Add one more thing to the cool. Carlos.
Okay. Jimmy, can you do that awesome drum roll you do with the beatbox? With your mouth? Oh, man. All right, here we go. Let's see what we got. Let's see. But
what else in the Yeti cooler?
What's this? Oh, this is awesome.
What is it?
Tickets to go see Jim Gaffigan at the CFE Arena. Wow. One of the best comedians in the world. I've seen him live several times. We actually just had an interview with him yesterday. That's what I want to hear. Man. 407-916-REAL. If you're watching us on YouTube or listening to us on Real Radio 104.1, today is the day to call to help out the Coalition for the Homeless.
What is the Yeti cooler up to now? Do we know? $1,200. $1,200. Okay, all right. But you can call right now, 407-916-REAL, and donate just $25 if you want. Now,
I'm going to do this real quick because I'm going to blow up Cooper's spot. I'm going to give you guys his direct phone number.
No!
407-916-REAL.
There you go. There you go. Boom. Yeah.
All right. So one thing that they always did on telethons is they would have some music, right?
A musical guest.
And we're, you know, it's Christmas time, so Christmas music is perfect. And we've got Austin here, and Austin's band is Due East. Guys? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. You guys doing good?
Yeah.
We're doing great.
And hey.
It's awesome. It's 8:25 and we're up.
It's surprising.
You've been helping us with the YouTube channel, and you pulled me to the side the other day, and you said, listen, I don't mind helping out. I don't mind performing. And I said, yeah, man, we'd love to have the band, but just do something Christmas. So what do you have planned for us today?
We have Jingle Bell Rock, so we learned it in a week, so hopefully it's gonna rock.
Sweet.
All right.
And by the way, the band set up faster than any band I've ever seen in the history of the show. These guys set up in like 11 minutes.
And you guys look cool. And they look cool.
Yeah, they're good guys.
We try.
You can check all this out on our YouTube channel. Just go there now. It's iHeart, one word, Monsters, and you can check it out. Please subscribe to it. And
all right, we got two operators on the phone. We got a couple other ladies available.
Yeah, let's
give us a call.
Up.
Come on.
407-916-REAL.
All right,
absolutely. We'll dance. Go to the YouTube. You can see Savannah dance, and she's wearing sexy Savannah Claus clothes.
Let's dance. Let's dance. Let's do it. Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Due East.
The jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells too, and jingle bells ring. Dancing and rolling, it's so fun. Now
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell shine, oh, and jingle bell shine. Dancing and prancing and jingle bell square in the frosty air. Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing, oh, and jingle bell swing. Snowing and blowing and bushes of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell shine, oh, and jingle bell time. Snowing and blowing and bushes of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Oh. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time, it's a swell time to go riding in a one-horse sleigh. Get up, jingle horse, stick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Getting in a nickel and jingling feet. That's the jingle bell. Go riding in a one-horse sleigh. Woo! Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Can't make up and jingle and beat. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell ride.
Guys, that's awesome.
Hell yeah.
Thank you so much. Remember, you can call right now, 407-916-REAL, to donate at least $25. We'd love to see that right now. You're listening to The Monsters of the Morning.
That was great, man. Radio.
Hey, thank you for listening to The Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, and we are broadcasting live today. Doing our live monster telethon. Listen, a lot of us out there are going to have a really, really great Christmas. There's a lot of people that are going to have, you're blessed. You got a great Christmas happening. I know that, for my family, I know a lot of us will have a great Christmas, but there are people out there that just won't have a great Christmas.
No.
They don't even have food. And that's what the Coalition for the Homeless does. That's one of the reasons we do this every year. And Dirty Jim was telling you some of the stats, like just $25 will provide. It's like for a week of food, right?
Yeah. Basically, here it goes, man. I mean, $25. So everybody always wonders, like, if I give money, what happens? Well,
right.
$25 can provide a week of nutritious meals to 13 homeless children. $100 can provide a full day of services to 4 homeless individuals. And check this out, guys. Last year, the Coalition served 124 veterans, and nearly 1,000 Coalition guests actually moved into permanent housing because of the good things that they do at the Coalition for the Homeless. If you want to visit the website, it's centerforhomeless.org, and you can learn more about what they do right there.
And to help today, you just call 407-916-REAL. We have people that are waiting to answer the phones. We got to say, we're not getting the same amount of phone calls as we got last year.
This should help you out. It's 407-916-7325.
Thank
you. Don't know how to spell.
Yeah.
Right.
If you don't know how to figure out the letters and numbers.
So, we could use more donations because it is for a great cause. and we have people waiting to answer the phones right now. You also can bid on the Yeti cooler, which I know it's up to like $1,200 right now.
Yep. Yeah.
It is filled with all kinds of great stuff.
We all dressed up nice so you guys could see us.
Yes, you can see us on...
As soon as there's food, I can't wait to see what Jimmy spills on his shirt.
Mm.
I'm very excited about that.
I almost just put coffee on it because...
I don't even own a white shirt because I'm exactly like you, so I cannot wait.
A slob.
This is the very first time also that you can see us on live on the YouTube channel.
Yep.
We've had all kinds of videos and stuff. This is a live feed from it, so you can check it all out. And when we're taking the donations, if you want to plug your business, like $100 or more, we'll let you plug your business. If you want to tell someone you love them, whatever it is, just call 407-916-REAL, and we'll do those plugs. So, Savannah, you're going to sing with
Due East. I don't really know this song. But I'm going to sing it anyway.
Super impromptu, but it's
super
okay.
Impromptu.
I like that.
Singing
okay.
Part.
So, by the way, Due East, you guys sound great.
You
thank you,
did.
Thank you for coming in
you
today and doing
sound
this. We
great.
Appreciate
now it's all
thank
about the change.
We appreciate it.
All right, Savannah, what are you going to do for us?
We're doing Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
Okay.
Do you know that song?
Well, more importantly, do you know that
do
song?
You know
I do
it.
Not.
Ah, very nice.
But I do have there lyrics right here.
Okay.
Should have printed them, though. Yep, I'm ready. Let's do it.
This is live on the YouTube.
Mood is right, the spirit's up, we have tonight, and that's enough.
We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
The party's on, the feeling's here, it only comes it's the time of year.
Oh, now we're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
La 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 la.
Is she in key?
Yeah. Perfect.
Both the party's on. The spirit's right. I don't know what.
Well, it's time of year now. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
The choir of singers sing that song.
Town.
I tell you, I
don't know.
Lift
a glass. Oh, but don't look down.
I'm simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Oh, we're simply.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Do it. On YouTube.
There you go.
Oh,
here it is. Here it is.
Good job, Christmas.
Song's over.
There it is. She did the carry.
There you go. Savannah and Due East.
Now, if I had those high-dollar Spanx like Mariah Carey has, that would have been awesome.
Thank
you guys get to see my fat ass.
Thank you, Austin. Thank you, Due East. We appreciate it. Thank you, Savannah. You can donate now at 407-916-REAL. That's 407-916-REAL. We have another guest who wants to help us today, and that's Brett James is here.
Brett James!
And Brett James brought a bunch of stuff with him.
Whoa, okay. We got a whole bunch of things here.
You know,
props.
Brett James, he's been coming in on the show. He's one of the comics from the Monster Comics of the Year.
Are you going to do stand-up right now?
He brought... No. He's got... We got a mic for him? Give him that mic real quick.
Got one right over there.
There you go.
Oh, it's right behind
him. Is right behind him.
Yeah. By the way, 407-916-REAL. Yeah. You can donate
all
now.
Right. All right.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
What's how up, you doing,
Monsters
buddy?
Family, hello.
Thank you for coming out to help us today.
You.
Hey,
Thanks
you're the only
me.
Monster comic that made it out here today.
Oh, well.
So you get the title.
I'm runner-up to Ross, so I got to be here in his stead.
There you go.
Oh, right. That's true.
Ross is
working. Look at you. Nice save.
I ain't got no job. I ain't got nothing to do today. You know what I'm saying? So.
You still don't have a job.
I still don't have a job.
Man.
Damn it.
That's come awesome. On, man. You got to make America proud.
You should help raise money for the place you're going to eventually wind up.
Right.
Yeah. True. Coalition for the Homeless.
True. I like when the band was playing and the people were calling, they couldn't hear them.
That
so
was great. Yeah.
All those people donated $1,000. They had no idea.
Right.
What, $1,000?
Yeah, that's it. That'll be a real surprising down, so. MasterCard statement around January 29th.
So yeah. how is your quest to get a job?
My quest to get a job is it's non-existent right now, I think. I'm trying to get to go to UCF, but
I don't think I'm qualified.
No.
Why aren't you qualified?
All the internet school I took was a bunch of BS. Because
all those schools are shut down.
All those schools are. Yeah.
So the credits don't transfer?
They don't matter, Jim. Yeah.
Oh, the University of New Smyrna just shut down online.
Yeah.
That's a fine school.
Ghetto you.
So you got to go with what you know. And what you've known for the past year is you've been raising your twin boys.
My twin boys, been doing my stand-up comedy, and that's been going really well. The thing about stand-up comedy, though, me and Tom were having a conversation, is you got to be gone.
Yep.
And, you know, being gone for me right now is something I don't want to really do. So
that's not really an option, is it?
Yeah, it's not really an option. Yeah, mama ain't, you know, she ain't letting me go nowhere. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I was just at the Just Okay Christmas party last week, and I had a lot of people talking about the show, about the monster. You guys are going strong. And,
nice.
And I love coming on, so I appreciate you guys having me. Give me a little shine.
No doubt.
Give me a little shine, you know what I'm saying?
So what did you bring here today?
Well, I didn't want to do a stand-up comedy routine, so I was like, let me bring some props. I was watching some telethon stuff.
Yeah.
So I got a top five with Brett James, like a top five list I like to do. So I'm starting to incorporate this into my comedy.
All right.
These are the top five words that have changed for me since I became a father.
All right.
Savannah, please don't look so disinterested when I'm trying to make people laugh.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I didn't do that
on
purpose.
You look beautiful today, by the way.
Thank you.
Right. I'm still waiting to go to Gatorland.
No, listen. Someone wanted to come here. I was texting them directions.
Okay. Well.
They got GPS,
Yeah, I apologize. So Savannah is my beautiful assistant for this segment. These are the top five. I don't got a band behind me, but top five words with Brett Chase. No, right. Thank you. Top five is boobs.
Boobs.
Boobs meant paradise for me before I had babies. And then I saw what boobs are really for.
Mm-hmm.
They're for feeding.
No.
Yeah.
And now boobs are not a
sexy to you anymore?
I mean, they, you know.
Come hang out with me one weekend.
Yeah, I'm weird.
I'll take you to the right spots. Yeah, make them sexy to you.
That's a whole different kind of boob.
I'll bring sexy boobs back.
I got to make it rain on them boobs?
Yes,
bring
sir.
Bring those sexy boobs back.
I haven't been to one of those places in quite a while.
You wouldn't know how to act, would you?
I would not.
You act a fool.
I'll probably get kicked out. I definitely would get kicked out. Number four is guac. I'm talking about guacamole. My boys had an episode, and I can never look at guacamole the same anymore.
Oh, man.
My wife and I just went to Rocco's Tacos a little bit ago, and they brought the... I can't...
Yeah.
I can't eat guacamole no more, Jim.
Man, that's a shame, because guac is delicious. I know exactly what kind of situation you're talking
you
about.
You know, like, you know like the holy guacamole they sell, and it squeezes out of the tube?
Yeah,
that's exactly what my boys squeezed out of their booties.
So these are things that have changed.
These words now, yes,
they mean something different now that you've been a stay-at-home dad for.
Stay-at-home dad, these words are different. My budget for this segment was $8, so I made it work. It was $8. Number three is a burrito. Burrito is what a nurse told me I need to do to my babies when they were born. She's like, you need to make a baby burrito. Maybe I could demonstrate swaddling. William, he's here. He's having a baby, so he'll dig this segment.
Yeah.
But I had to ask my neighbor for a doll.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Baby
that wasn't creepy.
That definitely did not come out of your private collection. Whatever happened.
And check this out. My neighbors are white. They're from Buffalo, right? They're super white. They're
just said from Buffalo.
From Buffalo.
Yeah. We would have guessed the
Canadian,
white part.
You know what I mean? And the thing about this doll, though, her name is Juanita.
Huh.
Their little baby girl named this doll Juanita.
Yeah.
I was like, that's an old black lady from Montgomery, Alabama. Yep. Like, if you ever met a Juanita, she is 67, and everything she makes, she puts her foot up in it. You know what I'm saying? That's a Juanita. This is not Juanita. But I'll swaddle Juanita maybe here in a second to show that. Number two
But you actually learned how to do the right swaddling.
I'm like swaddle master.
So you know how to do the whole thing.
Yes. And as a matter of fact, my boys look so comfortable. And when I swaddled them, I had my wife swaddle me one time, and it was great. So
nice.
Yeah.
That costs $100 in Vegas, by the way.
Yeah. Number two.
And two black chips.
Yeah. Number two is dogs.
Yeah.
I had a lot of people tell me I was going to be good to go as a parent because I had dogs.
Yeah,
They're full of S.
Yeah.
It doesn't translate.
So in other words, they thought because you could raise and take care of a dog,
and
that skill set would transfer into an actual human being.
And there are people...
You should change friends.
People walking this earth that have dogs that are like, I think I'm ready for a baby now.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not. Like, you can't lock your baby in a kennel for 8 hours and take off for the weekend. You know what I mean? You can't. Well, you can.
In Deltona.
Yeah, right. That's right. I didn't want to go to Deltona, but... And number one is sex.
Yeah.
Sex used to... one of my favorite things to do in the world. Probably my favorite.
Right.
And it's funny that you have sex to have a baby, and then when you have a baby, You never have sex again.
With the twins? You never. I mean, it's just.
Yeah.
Is it a time thing?
Popping
or
like
is it a,
well,
is
I think
it
for
a
the first,
mood?
I think for the first year, you know. Like, yeah, Mama was getting her mojo back.
Right.
You know, so that's what sex
this
means
list
to me
made
now.
Me sad.
Okay, here's what
I'm sorry.
What we got to do, Brett. Okay, on the telethons, every comedian had a really good knack of looking into the camera and getting people to donate, right?
Okay,
right? Like, to really appeal to the audience to get the call and get those numbers going.
This
and stuff.
One.
So wing it to where you get people to call
from
407-906-RIO. Do it from the heart.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you guys out there listening on YouTube Live.
Oh,
wow. Look at those stripes.
I went to the VA.
Yeah.
Because I'm a retired military man, right? I did 21 years for this country.
There you go.
Okay. All I want you to do right now is dig into your pockets, dig into your heart, and pull out a little something-something this holiday season. Help the homeless people out. I went to the VA, and I had a doctor's appointment. She said, we did my weight, and she said, do you still fit in your uniform? And I answered very quickly, of course I do.
Yeah.
I really don't know. So I'm going to try to put my uniform on live in front of all you people, and if it doesn't fit, I'm going to be highly embarrassed, but that's what I'm willing to do for the homeless coalition of Orlando.
That's a good talent.
I like it.
How many years ago did that fit?
A year ago.
Last summer, that fit. My boys were born June 29th.
Yeah.
July 6th was the last day I put this uniform on.
Do you think
on.
You've gained some baby weight?
I'll put a little bit on.
Yeah, you know last summer when PT was mandatory.
You would go to jail, Jim.
All right, so what are the odds? What are the odds he can button the thing, Jimmy?
I haven't
done
it. It's still wrinkled. I just pulled it out of a bag last night.
I got to tell you, I don't think you're that far removed from where you maybe were when you were in the service.
That's
by the way,
Jim,
congrats on those stripes, brother.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, my daughter's in that, and I know what those mean.
Thank you, man.
Good for you, buddy.
I really appreciate
that's impressive.
So you think
he don't know nothing?
You think he'll be able to button it up?
Yeah, I think he'll be able to do it.
Angel,
yeah.
What do you think? Is Brett James going to be able to button this shirt up?
Nah, they cut those shirts really, really tight.
I've probably gained about 20.
Whoa.
Oh.
It's all right. They stretch. I know.
33 pounds.
Yeah. Savannah, what do you think? Will he be able to button it up?
It'll stretch. He'll be able to do it.
It'll be hard,
and the buttons will be hard pressed.
Okay.
But
I'm
going to
do it.
Do
I hate
it.
Embarrassing myself, even though I'm a stand-up comedian. Physically, I don't like embarrassing. So this is a big deal.
All right.
So ladies, this is for you guys. This is for the listeners, the
monster fans.
And
the veterans. If you're a veteran.
And the veterans.
Yeah, if you're out there watching or listening, 407-916-7325. Donate for Brett. He's about to really embarrass himself.
He's about to really.
About
now you're going to take your shirt off or is going to be older?
No, shirt off.
No.
Shirt off. Just to be fair.
There's always a t-shirt under.
Just to be fair, they always wear a t-shirt under.
Yeah. Now, by the way, we said earlier, the Coalition for the Homeless served over 124 veterans last year,
yeah,
so this is very apropos.
Just about to say that. So this is for the vets, and maybe this is be a good motivating thing for me to start working out again.
1 year later. Okay, let's see if it fits.
Here we
go. This is Brett James.
Can we get a fat drum roll, please?
He was in the military for 21 years, off for 1 year, raising his twins. Let's see.
Yeah,
we got a drum roll, yeah.
We got a true drum roll.
Oh, because we have a drum.
If we only had a drum set and a drummer in the room.
The drummer.
We're the laziest drummer over here. He's like, nah, bro.
I don't do countdowns.
Oh, you do drums too?
I don't do countdowns. I'm not walking over there. I'm trying to get a snack.
What do he need you for?
And I don't do wipeout either.
All right.
Here we go.
We got a drum roll. This is live on the YouTube. All right, he's like, let's see if we can put it on. It's 1 year later.
Master Sergeant Strike.
Wow, Master Sergeant.
Savannah, can you help me out over here?
All right, let's
see. That's a bad sign.
It's not a good sign when I need a reach around.
Yeah.
I can't even stretch my arm that high, Savannah.
407-916-REAL is the number to call to donate.
Wow, he's struggling.
I'm struggling.
He will not be able to.
This is worrying me, guys.
He will not be able to.
Oh, there it is.
No, you got to button it.
Oh, you got to button it up.
You got to button it up.
Oh, he's good.
Ah, look at those buttons screaming.
Yeah.
They're screaming already.
Top's okay.
I've got those same buttons.
It's the middle part that's going to hurt you a little bit.
Suck it in.
I think you did it.
Uh-oh. Angel,
stretching. I got one more.
You got to watch out, Angel, when he lets up that
one
gut.
More.
There we go.
He did it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now bend down and pick up something.
Yeah. Oh, rip.
Nice.
All right, Brett James, thank you so much for coming out and helping us out today. Once again, we need donations. 407-916-REAL. You can donate now. Cooper's on the phone, answering phones right now, from The Walking Dead. You know him as Jerry from The Walking Dead. So if you want to talk to him, you'll be able to talk to him. And we're still taking donations and also bids on the Yeti cooler, thanks to Wassies. And any bid, $100 or over, we'll be able to plug your business, say hi to whoever you want, to try to raise as much money for the Coalition for the Homeless. Go to our YouTube page right now, and you can check all the live action. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Sometimes Chris Kringle has it coming.
Driving the bone of the nose into the brain will bring Santa down in a heaving heap of red velvet.
Real Radio 104.1 from
Real Radio 104.1.
Okay. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. We are live on YouTube right now for our brand new YouTube channel. We are live here at Real Radio 104.1, and we are doing our mini Monster Telethon, which is one of the things where we ask people to come up and give us talent. We don't know what's going to show up. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. But we also did beg a little bit for food, and we got to thank somebody who's always there for
here.
Us.
She is ours.
Is always, always okay. supportive, and that's Craig from Pirate Craig. Spot.
Go grab that mic over there on that stool.
We'll bring her up. There you go. That's Craig from Pirate Spot. Craig, thank you for bringing us some food, man.
Oh, happy to help out. I heard you guys begging for food. And,
come on, man. Yeah. Begging
you only did that like 9 or 10 times, caught the hand.
We did beg for food.
That's such strong language.
Thank you. Thank you, Craig.
Now, I know that we've got this Yeti cooler that we're auctioning off today. And you can call and bid on it right now. It's 407-916-REAL. That's 407-916-REAL. We're taking bids and pledges to raise as much money as possible for the Coalition for the Homeless. But I understand that you actually wanted to make a live bid on the Yeti cooler.
Yeah, actually, the food was just an excuse to come up here. My amazing, lovely fiance, Marcia Zapoli, who's out shopping right now with Adriana and Brittany.
What's up, Adriana and Brittany?
Oh, there's the shout-out.
Marcia is a breast cancer survivor.
Oh. Yes, she is.
And there's no way that Pink Yeti isn't going home with me.
I like it.
I've got $2,500 that says that I'm getting that Yeti.
So the bid right now for the Yeti cooler is $2,500, and there is a ton of stuff still in that Yeti cooler. We got the 3 pair of Costa Del Mar glasses.
Absolutely.
We've got
the movie prize tickets.
Also
the movie prize pack, the Gaffigan tickets, and we haven't even gotten to the bottom of the damn thing yet.
And you're going to love the Pyro Spot gift certificate as well.
Buy one, get two free.
And Savannah will give you a personalized tour of Gatorlands, and there's still more stuff in there.
And that is a collector's edition breast cancer survivor.
As I heard you saying it was pink and it was the breast cancer, I was actually on my way to the warehouse because we're setting up today.
Right.
And I turned around and headed this direction, past McDonald's on the way.
Hell yeah.
And I'm like, that's coming home.
So right now, it's at $2,500. Yeah. Now, you have until 10:15. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
At 10:15, it's done, okay? So if you're still at the top, then it's your Yeti cooler to take home with
you. So if I get outbid, I expect my good friend Jimmy to text me and tell me.
He'll tell you.
I'll text you immediately, sir.
So I can spend more money.
Yes. All right. Yeah, 407-916-7325. That spells real. That's 407-916-7325. 7325.
And of course, as Craig supports not only our show, all the shows throughout the years here on Real Radio, you can support him as well. Pyro Spot Fireworks, 2 locations. Eustis, and of course, the standard location right there in Longwood, 1792 and 434. Buy one, get two free. No dud guarantee. He is the man.
Hey, so Craig, now people are buying fireworks for New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah, we get a few people who buy for Christmas who let it off.
Oh, really?
It kind of ramps up, and then we get, as soon as Christmas ends,
actually,
it's busier every day.
I like that. Christmas fireworks.
Me too.
I'm starting a new tradition.
You know which ones are the best ones. If someone was going to ask you, okay, listen.
Bang for your buck.
I want to do something awesome for New Year's Eve. Which one, because I know they got great names, which one would you tell them is the one to get?
So actually, we have some amazing fountains. They came out with a couple of new ones last year that I picked up. And their fountains are legal anywhere in the state of Florida, but they are spectacular. I mean, they go 10, 15 foot high. We have one that probably shoots 15 foot high and 25 foot wide. Just a wall of color and sound. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Is there a name for it? Or?
1776 is one of them, and Exodus is the other. As Exodus. Soon as people see it on video, it's sold.
The cakes, though, still are my favorite, and I walked through the tent the other day. I went up to say hey and get some boxes from a man, and I said, well, while he's pulling some stuff for me, I was going to walk over, because inevitably how they name these cakes are the best. And there's one, the very first one, it just said this: I ain't BSing. That's it. You just light it, and it just doesn't BS. I mean.
Hey, Craig, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for all you do for us. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Brother, thank
and
you right so now, much.
You're in the lead for this Pink Yeti cooler, $2,500. You have an hour and 15 minutes to outbid him if you'd like to.
Marcia, baby, you getting a cooler.
Yeah, by the way, go to iwantfireworks.com. You can download coupons there. Take them right to the tent. My man will hook your ass up for the best deals on your New Year's Eve show for sure.
Very nice. All right, we appreciate it. We'll let you
know.
Good
luck. Raise a lot of money, guys.
Thank you. We're doing our best. We're waiting for your phone calls right now. We've got five people that are waiting to make those phones ring. 407-916-REAL. Craig, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Craig.
I love the fact that he walked in and he didn't bid $1,250.
Right.
He didn't bid $1,500. He's like, well, let's just go ahead and shut this party down and bid $2,500 and dare somebody to get loose.
What he didn't know was it was already up to $2,150. So he did outbid the person, but it had already gotten up there pretty high. Yeah. And you can watch all this live on our YouTube channel right now. And we are about to have a reading, I believe, aren't we?
For a reading. Psychic?
No.
I'm ready for that. My palm read?
Is this a dramatic reading? Dramatic performance?
Actually, it is a psychic reading. You guys are exactly right. You are going to be a star.
Yes.
I see it. You've got it. You are going to get married a bunch of times. Already done.
And?
You are going to die soon. And you... You're just going to get the most ass always.
Oh.
It's time for Savannah, Gator Entertainer from Gatorland, who's going to read her Christmas story that everybody loved last year. So you definitely want to... This segment you could actually have for the kids.
Yes, it's a good kids segment. It's going to be a lot of fun. I need to turn this a little bit. I apologize.
So you're reading this book that... Did you write this?
I wrote this book last year. It's a really good book. It's called... Willie Bites the Christmas Gator.
Now,
so this is Willie Bites. Last year he was a year old.
Yeah.
This year he's 2 years old.
Do you want music behind this?
I think we should have music.
And do you need any particular voices? I'll gladly.
Anytime you want to throw in a voice, you can throw in a voice. There's a lot of characters in this.
All right.
And it's going to be super fun.
All right.
Okay, ready? Is there music? Should I put headphones on?
You should put headphones on.
Yeah, he's doing the music, This is all live on our YouTube channel, by the way.
Stretch.
If you go to YouTube, just type in iHeart Monsters, and it'll come up.
It's not going to mess up your weave. Don't worry.
Oh.
Okay.
Mess up your what? Hey, these don't fit. Are these for babies?
You got it.
That's baby headphones.
My God, man.
Okay, got it.
Somebody got a big head.
Yeah, everybody's head doesn't drop on New Year's Eve like yours.
All right.
Thank you, Frank.
That's funny mean, Jimmy. Oh, my goodness. This segment is being brought to you by Gatorland. If you want a zip line over big alligators, crocodiles,
I do.
All you got to do is go to Gatorland.com. If you want to come ride our swamp buggy, go to Gatorland.com.
That swamp buggy looks amazing.
It is.
It
it's
does
a
look
lot
fun
of fun.
Yeah.
If you guys want to go in places that you've never been before that only the VIPs get to go, you can book a trainer for a day. Gatorland is amazing. You guys are going to love it. That's where Willie came from.
Can I do a teen wolf on the swamp buggy?
No, you cannot, because it's canvas and you'll fall through.
I'm willing to take my chances.
We can let you do it on top of a trailer.
Done.
All right.
Chinese fire drill.
This story is called How Willie Saved Christmas. Once upon a time, in a land right down the road on beautiful Orange Blossom Trail, there was a magical place called Gatorland. And there was a cute little baby alligator that lived there named Will E. Bites.
Hey, what's up?
But we just call him Willie. Willie had lots of friends like raccoons, opossums, little rabbits, squirrels. He even had friends like bobcats, goats, and even giant tortoises.
They're all my friends.
But there was also a big, mean skunk ape named Leroy that lived in the sales and marketing department at Gatorland.
Oh, I'm scared of Leroy.
Leroy is awful, and Leroy used to fight all the time.
Oh, please don't hurt me.
I wanted to hear Leroy.
Oh. Hello, I'm Leroy.
He was really mean because he had what folks in these parts call irritable bowel syndrome. That's a big term, ain't it?
Huh?
But because Because of that, he was always walking around being grumpy and stinky. Well, it turned out that Leroy the Skunk Ape hated Christmas, and he was bound and determined to ruin it for all the little critters there at Gatorland.
Bah, humbug, Christmas sucks.
So one night, Leroy snuck out to the big salt palmetto bush that had all the Christmas decorations and presents under it, and he stole all those presents so all the little animals would be sad.
Give me that, and they don't need this, and that's mine now.
That's right. He took everything. Why, he even took little Lucinda Lou Who's Weeble Wobble's farm animal playground and little Robert's Tonka dump truck.
So yeah, they're not gonna need this. Christmas is ruined.
It was so sad, and little Willie the alligator said, "No way am I gonna let that big dung skunk ape ruin Christmas. I gotta do something to save Christmas."
Absolutely.
All of a sudden, Willie looked up and saw in the haze of magic and sparkles and glitter and Christmas lights a really big figure. With the most gigantic wings, and her hair was flowing around like spun gold, and she had blue eyes, and she had a halo, and she was magnificent. She was a little Christmas angel, and her name was Savannah.
Hey,
y'all. And she was very, very pretty.
The prettiest angel Christmas baby ever made.
She was probably like the prettiest Christmas angel in the whole wide world. Ooh, that, even.
Yeah. Tell us about her eyeshadow.
It's the most beautifulest eyeshadow ever. Thank you, Matt.
It's definitely her eyeshadow was green to highlight her beautiful blue eyes.
It's from the Naked palette.
She looked at Willie and said, "Willie, we have to get you to the North Pole to tell old Santa Claus what Leroy did and make sure he brings lots of toys for the good little critters here at Gatorland."
Let's go.
So his Christmas angel Savannah tried to buy Willie a plane ticket. Sorry, I had to change pages. But it turns out they just finished a big Groupon deal and all the plane tickets to the North Pole have been sold out.
Yeah, I bought a couple of those. Yeah.
So then she tried to get an Uber driver to drive her. But being that close to Christmas, didn't nobody want to drive all the way to the North Pole. So then they knew what they had to do. They had to catch the 310 Greyhound bus out of St. Cloud, Florida, if they had any chance whatsoever of saving Christmas.
My St. Cloud loud.
Problem was, Willie didn't have much money for being only 4 months old and all, so Willie and Savannah had to buy cheap tickets and ride in the back of the bus with the pigs and chickens. But that was okay, because they got along just fine with pigs and chickens. They had a good old time, bus karaokeing, playing Scrabble, and counting license plates, and playing punch buggy. And before you knew it, they made it all the way to the North Pole.
Wow. We're here.
But it turns out old Santa Claus had problems of his own. You see, it was Christmas Eve, and they were experiencing a rare lunar phase that scientists call "ain't got no moon tonight." And it seemed that the red-nosed reindeer that always helped Santa out had been rolling around in the mud, and Miss Claus hollered at him, "Rudolph! Stop eating that dirt!"
My bad.
But he didn't listen, so now he's got a bellyache and he can't fly. Oh. But Savannah, well, because she's the smartest, most beautiful, most perfect Christmas angel in the world, had an idea.
I is.
She told Santa Claus alligators have great nighttime vision and their eyes light up like Rudolph's red nose did before they ate all that dirt. And them red nighttime gator eyes could help Willie and could help Willie and Santa Claus see through the darkness of the night. So Santa Claus said, "Little Willie, with your eyes so bright, won't you sit on Dasher's head tonight?"
Oh.
Well, little Willie climbed up there and grabbed a hold of Dasher's antlers, and Savannah jumped on Sandy's sleigh, and they hollered, "Yeehaw!" And off they went. Now, back at Gatorland, it was 4:30 in the morning, and all the baby critters went running to get their presents from their parents' bedroom. It's Christmas, and all the mom and daddy animals just wiped their sleepy eyes and hollered, "Y'all shut up and go back to bed." You see, because some of those animals ain't nocturnal. They're diurnal. Diurnal. That means they're in the day and night.
Oh. Almost died in the urinal.
You can Google that. Anyways, it was getting daylight, and all them animals at Gatorland went running out to the big salt palmetto bush to see what Santa Claus had brought them, but there were no presents. It seems Willie, Savannah, and Santa Claus got hung up by the Border Patrol coming out of Canada. Because Santa Claus had forgot his passport and Donald Trump had built that wall.
They're bringing the rapist.
And since Savannah, the Christmas angel, didn't like walls because walls is what killed Dale Earnhardt, she opened up them angel wings like Lynyrd Skynyrd in a Freebird video and flew everybody right over that wall.
Y'all jump on my ass. Let's go.
But right about now, all the little critters heard sleigh bells and they looked up in the sky. And here come them reindeer, just a kicking and a snorting and a tooting, all the way to the big salt palmetto bush. And there was Willie still hanging on a Dasher's antlers. There was his Christmas angel, Savannah, sitting on the sleigh, playing with the air conditioning.
It's hot in here.
They all set out to handing out presents to the good little critters, and everyone was so happy. Everyone except Leroy the skunk ape.
Oh, I still hate Christmas.
It seems old Leroy had started eating everyone's Christmas dinner and had got a hold of a bad deviled egg that tore his belly up something fierce. So he was out in the woods where the bears go trying to get himself all straightened out and missed the whole celebration. But all the other critters at Gatorland gathered around that big salt palmetto bush and sang songs like Gatorland Santa Claus, Here Comes Santa Claus, Santa Claus is Coming to My Town, Is That You, Santa Claus, and Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, all the Christmas classics. It was the best Christmas ever. And that right there, boys and girls, is a true story on how Will E. Bites, the little gator, and his angel Savannah saved Christmas at Gatorland.
That was awesome.
Great job.
You can take that from the YouTube and share it. That's really a...
Yeah.
That is a Christmas story for all the children.
It is. Next year...
Yeah.
Willie Bites, the Christmas gator, is going to meet a Christmas crocodile.
You're going to write a new one, huh?
Her name's Betty Don't.
And does she hate walls?
It's Willie Bites and Betty Don't. She probably does hate walls. I mean, walls is what killed Dale Earnhardt.
All right. You can still donate right now at 407-916-REAL. That's 407-916-REAL. We're taking your donations right now for the Coalition for the Homeless. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
Love you. Real.
There's Cooper Andrew answering phones. We appreciate it. Telephone number to dial if you want to donate is 407-916-REAL. That's 407-916-REAL. We have several people ready to answer the phones and take your donations. And we also have some folks who've donated over $100.
Nice.
We're going to get a little shout out here. And we told you we'd do that. If you donate over $100, we'll give a shout out to your business. So a big thank you to Randy at Murphy Bed Center in Daytona. Randy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Randy. That's awesome,
brother. Donated
$100.
We appreciate that. Also, automatic rain. That's what's called, Automatic Rain of Brevard also donated over $100.
So my favorite kind of rain.
I appreciate that, guys. And I do have a tally so far. You guys want to know?
I do. I'm very interested. I have no clue how much it is. We've just been kind of,
willy-nilly.
Yeah.
So we're looking for more donations, obviously. Okay.
Sure.
But it's 922. Uh-huh. Do you have a drum roll? There we go. Okay. So as of right now, hold on. Jimmy might have a drum roll. Hold on. See, Jimmy just came back here. Hold on.
Yeah, get that porn off the screen, Jimmy. Yeah. Just find maybe.
There's no drum roll.
No drum roll. Okay, here we go. Here's the drum roll. So far, right now, for the Coalition for the Homeless, we have $4,925.
Nice. In 2 hours, basically.
Yeah, so we've got another hour and a half to raise more money. If you can give $25, once again, $25 will help feed people for a week. I mean, it's a really great cause. It's the Coalition for the Homeless, and all you got to do is call 407-916-REAL. Also, too, on our YouTube channel, we're getting close to having 5,000 subscriptions. If you could do that, that would be great.
Yeah, because not only for this, obviously, this is a great event. You can watch it live on iHeart Monsters, but you're going to get all the new stuff that's coming out this year, and it's going to be a lot of stuff. So just hit subscribe, And then hit that little bell on there, and you'll be notified when we put up new content. And it's going to be all the time.
So we've got another act that is set up, ready to perform. We're trying to perform as much as possible to get you to donate.
And they've been prepared and ready to go.
And they look great.
They look great. So
Carlos, you know what's even more impressive than anything else? The fact that they have their tiki torch lamp with them,
yes,
with the appropriate light bulb.
Yes.
I'm sure they've had it way before our guy got it.
I kind of wish you wouldn't have gotten it just yet.
Got mine yesterday. I ordered it 3 months ago. Yeah. You guys, when did you get yours, guys?
Right into the mic, guys.
Yeah, talking to the mic. Someone talking to the mic.
As soon as I saw him online, I got it.
Did you? Yeah, right
away. So he got his instantly. Let you know he didn't order it through Facebook.
Not Facebook? Did you do it through Facebook?
No, it was Amazon.
Yeah!
The band is Big Tiki. I appreciate you guys coming out. How long have you been doing your act?
Oh, we've been doing it about 2 years, and it's Big Tiki and the Mai Tais.
Big Tiki and the Mai Tais. Okay.
Big Tiki and the Mai Tais.
And you just performed recently with Jeff Howe, right?
Yes, we did at the Jingle Jam out in Sanford.
It's all amazing, right? All the new hits he plays.
I mean,
right?
We opened and he closed, so.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you coming out. Once again, if you want to watch this, it'll be live on our YouTube right now. Just go to iHeart Monsters. You'll be able to see it. What are you performing for us today?
We'd like to do Mele Kaliki Mock, which is our Christmas song.
Okay, good, good, good.
Sure,
and we have an original called The Florida Man Song, which has a line in it that you guys will relate to.
Okay, all right.
And also, we'd like to donate a one-hour performance by our band your party.
That's cool.
Or a restaurant, you know, we normally get like $300 for an hour, so we'd like to donate that.
Thank you, guys.
Very cool.
And it's really nice of you to come down, set all this up and everything. And, you know, we really do appreciate it.
And you actually just went to Russ's backyard and grabbed all his random lawn furniture. So.
I know. They got a great setup. They look great. You can see this on our on the website at monsters.fm, or if you just go to the YouTube channel, you can check that out.
Is she playing a washtub?
Yes.
Yeah. What is that?
Washtub bass.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You are the coolest chick in the world. I mean, Savannah, that's you one day right there. You got to play that washtub.
I'll give her a lesson.
Yes.
I'm proud of that.
Hell yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Big Tiki and the Mai Tais.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Big Tiki and the Mai Tais.
Yay!
Mele Kaliki Maka is the thing to say on this bright Hawaiian Christmas Day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where the palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. Sun will shine by day and all those stars by night. Mele Kaliki Maka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you. Mele Kaliki Maka is the thing to say on this bright Hawaiian Christmas Day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where the sun will shine by day and all those stars by night. Mele Kaliki Maka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you. To say Merry Christmas to you. To say Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, you made the phones ring.
The phones are ringing.
407-916 real, guys. Call up, make that donation.
And you might get Cooper Andrews answering the phone from The Walking Dead. You also might get Deborah Roberts, who's here, and she can answer the phones as well to help get some money.
And every day on the texting service.
Yeah.
When Deborah walks on our show and starts talking, there are dudes that immediately write, I love her voice so much, can she just talk to me all day long?
Yeah.
All those horny-ass dudes that write every day, now's your chance.
Donate some money.
Now's your put your money where your horny mouth is
and
call up 407-916-REAL and donate. And Deborah, he's kids. He's going to learn it sooner or later, okay?
Yeah. I loved Jake dancing to the ukulele over there.
He got moves.
That's awesome. You got moves.
He does have moves.
You guys have one more song you want to do?
Yes, we do.
All right. Another song with the Mai Tais. Right.
This is a song I wrote. It's about somebody that everybody here knows. They may even know them personally. I know you guys know one of the lines in this song personally, and everything in the song is taken directly from the headlines.
A Christmas song about parole officers
is
weird.
Well... Every state has a man of renown. Some of them heroes and some of them clowns. Some of them fictional and some of them true. Some went exploring and some like to brew. But one state's got the most famous of all. You might meet him if you went to the mall. Oh, the media mentions him on every day. And here's what the papers say. Florida man flies gyrocopter onto Capitol lawn. Florida man spends 2 days trapped in an unlocked closet. Florida man threatens to shoot wife's dog but shoots himself in the face. Florida man wears screw the fleece shirt to court and wins case. Florida man, the most famous of all. You might meet him if you went to the mall. The media mentions him on every day. And here's more of what they say. Florida man seen riding bicycle with iguana duct tape to handlebars. Florida man tries to convince women to buy cook and eat iguana duct tape to handlebars. Florida man bans officials from using terms like climate change and global warming. Florida man's face swells up after getting kissed, well, getting bitten after kissing a poisonous water moccasin.
Yes, it's true.
It's all
Florida
true
man, the most famous of all. You might meet him if you went to the mall. Oh, the media mentions him on every day. And here's more of what they say. Florida man found drinking beer in stranger's house, claims he lives there with Mariah Carey. Florida man impersonates police officer, accidentally pulls over real police officer. Florida man claims he's Thor as he tries to stab a cop with his own badge. Florida man tries to get federal judge to ban Kim Kardashian and Kanye West from Florida. Florida man, the most famous of all. You might meet him if you went to the mall. Oh, the media mentions him on every day. And there's plenty more to say. Florida man, the most famous of all. You might meet him if you went to the mall. Oh, the media mentions him on every day. Because he's an icon of the Sunshine State. Florida man.
I love that song.
That was awesome.
That's a hit.
That's Big Tiki and the Mai Tais. The sad part is every one of those were actual headlines.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, those are real stories.
By the way,
Deborah, isn't that funny?
The snake guy's from my hometown.
That's great. Get that together. You guys got that on YouTube?
Well, now they do.
I believe it. I believe it.
That's, we even got a light from the space station.
I love it. That's really funny,
that's
guys. Great job. Thank you guys for coming out.
Yeah, you'll be able to catch it on our YouTube. Also, you can go to our YouTube page now. Just go to iHeartMonsters, and we're looking for more donations. We only got about an hour and a half.
Come on.
To take donations for the Coalition for the Homeless. If you got $25, that would be great. We'll find out what the new total is here in a second. Oh, is there another
one? Yeah, let's get some love to AWS Roofing out of New Smyrna. Love New Smyrna.
Yep.
They donated as well. Once again, if you donate $100 or more, your business will be read right here live on the air. Get a shout out here on the Real Radio 104.1 and, of course, our YouTube page, AWS Roofing. Love you.
The last bid for the pink a Yeti cooler was $2,500. So if you want to outbid him, and you can give it a shot. There's still a lot of prizes in there that we haven't even read yet.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of stuff in the Yeti cooler, and this is a collector's edition. So you know, we still got that up. You know, for bidding, and we'll take your phone calls at 407-916-REAL. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Yeah, we don't like you either, but it's a really easy way to keep up with all our contests. Facebook.com/RealRadioOrlando. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting SeacoastBank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC.
From Real Radio.
It's crazy here today. You can see it all on our brand new YouTube channel that we go to YouTube. You can check it out. Just type in iHeartMonsters and it'll pop right up. We'd like you to subscribe to it if you could. And we really want you to call 407-916-REAL right now and make those phones ring. We do have... you know him as Jerry from The Walking Dead, but we got Cooper Andrews here. He's answering phones, talking to people.
He's a busy man.
He's a busy man.
He is.
We got to thank him for helping us today, man.
All that stuff is cool. All that stuff is great, but I'm a little offended here.
Why?
Who up here on stage just went over and tried my dip?
As I was walking back, I was wondering if it was done.
It's right ready. It's been
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Y'all, everyone's right welcome here to have some of the dip that I made. I'm the only one that brought snacks.
Yes. And you know good chips. That's the best chip in the business, and crazy enough, it's the cheapest one as well.
Honestly,
that dollar store.
Those Cantina are the best.
Ever since Carlos said that he put some special
sauce
in there, I don't
want
to eat it.
Well, it made it better for me. Hey, guys, remember, we're here to raise money for the Coalition for Homeless. CentralFloridaHomeless.org, that's the website. Remember, $25 can provide a week of nutritious meals for 13 homeless children. And every $1,000 we get gets a day of food, shelter, and services for 45 homeless children. Don't forget, as well, nearly 1,000 Coalition guests have moved into permanent housing because of their stay at the Coalition for the Homeless. Not only do they give them food and shelter, they also give them information to help them kind of get their way, find their path. And they've served over 250,000 meals just last year.
It's a great organization.
It is an unbelievable organization. And they help out vets as well. We had Brett James earlier, who was a retired Air Force vet.
Right.
And over 124 vets just last year were helped courtesy of the Coalition for the Homeless.
Hey, Angel, if somebody wants to bid and to get the tiki, it's the...
It is. Big Tiki and then Mai Tais. Now, they donated 1 hour of their time. If you want to get in on that, we're starting the bid for that 1 hour of their time at $150. If you bid $150 from them, they'll come and do your party, your corporate event, and that's Big Tiki and the Mai Tais. And if you need their contact info for anything else, feel free to email
them. What if somebody outbids and says, well, I'll pay $200?
Boom.
And they normally charge three, so it's a great, great deal. So
That song was funny, man.
Yeah, it was a really great idea.
And I could see that going viral.
And who, I mean, honestly, and what ukulele group would wear loafers that dope?
I know.
I mean, seriously, dude.
All right, well,
you guys are awesome, by the way.
We still have some time for you to donate. Like I said, just $25, $50. If you do 100 or more and you want us to mention your business, it's a great way to get free advertising, not only on YouTube, but on Real Radio 104.1. So, but you know, that's a pretty good deal. You can do that right now, 407-916-REAL. Now it's time for Carlos to take it to the top.
Let's go. No worries, no worries.
Cookie.
Good morning, everybody. Hello, my name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To The Top. Every single morning, try and take you to the top, make you think, make you laugh, and today is no different. Even though we're having this wonderful telethon here, it's all about the money going to people who really need it. You know, if you're listening to this at work with your little headphones, maybe you got the new iPhone 10, or maybe you got the 8. Sorry, Jack. And you're regretting it. And
Who would use that?
I know. Who would?
I think the Amish have those.
I think so. Yeah, it's a wooden one. And maybe you're anticipating your lovely Christmas dinner, or if you're Hispanic Christmas Eve dinner. Think about the people that don't have anything right now. And take this moment to give a call. And we're at the phones right now, 407-916. I want to get the actual numbers.
Real, but yeah.
It's such a bad memory. It's 916-REAL. Thank you, Koopy Coop.
It's 407-916-7325.
7325. And Cooper and the lovely ladies of the Coalition for the Homeless. And that's what I call them, the lovely ladies. They are a group as well that performs in Vegas.
And they got their reindeer ears on.
Careful.
Like
and they do have reindeer ears, so give a call right now. Now, I will tell a story of... I tend to kind of embarrass myself during To The Top, but my embarrassing meter is like at a 0.0. Very rarely, because I live for awkward moments. Well, for those of you who may not know, I did have thyroid surgery where they removed my entire thyroid from my neck because they said I was some sort of superhuman. And
is that what they said, really?
Something like, or maybe I just had a Graves' disease hyper. Something like that.
Made your shirt tight.
It did. This is a schmedium. And so I had it done about a couple months ago, right?
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not a guy who listens to, what do you call it, directions? Directions?
Yeah. I don't do directions that well.
I tend to get confused, right?
It's not good when
you're
an actor.
Well, I know. Well, that's a different thing. If it's if it's medical stuff, like when I was sitting there, like when the doctor was like, all right, the doctor sat down after I had this massive cut in my neck, and he said, all right, these are the things that you have to do to make sure that it's clean. And I was like, when do I get out of here?
So lost interest. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Even though it literally affected my all-over health.
Sure, yeah.
Right? So I didn't pay attention. I just heard, like, just be cool with it, man. And and so that's what I did. So 1 week passes, 2 weeks passes, 3 weeks passes. It's still looking kind of the same. No real healing going on. But,
right, right.
But I figure, hey, my voice isn't back yet, so maybe it takes a longer time.
Yeah, sure.
Months
did you get some arnica?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, see, that's where you went wrong.
No, you need some cocoa butter.
Okay.
It's lotion made of onion skin, so it makes a new onion skin, and it builds your skin back.
You just are rubbing Funyuns on yourself. That's what you're doing.
That's what I do, but sometimes I like to do it in a form that's more jelly.
What you do is you get Crisco.
Yes.
And then you get some cocoa butter.
Okay.
And then you get some maize on there.
Right.
And that's what the pregnant girls do for the stretch mark.
Oh. How do you know, Angel? Because you like the big girls.
No, Angel knows. That's exactly what I know.
So about 3 weeks in, my wife looks at it and she goes, there's something going on there. You need to go to the doctor. I'm like, it's perfectly fine. This is normal.
It doesn't itch or smell.
Exactly. Oh. 1 month and a half passes. It's pretty much the same. It has not advanced. It has, in fact, some places look a little pussy and red.
Yeah.
So you got pussy and
red. I'm saying this.
Now, what did you think the doctor told you? What were you doing?
It's all good.
Yeah. Enjoy your chicken fingers.
It's all good.
I genuinely heard, like, we put something on it so you don't have to touch it and clean it.
Right, great.
Like, so I
put a t-shirt on.
I had no idea that your doctor was Dale Jackman.
No, he's a very credible, awesome, amazing doctor who did everything he needed to do. And it was on my end that did not pay attention.
Okay.
So 3 days ago, I look at it and I'm like, man, this thing should be healing by now.
Right.
And then I look a little bit closer, and there's like what seems to be a string popping out.
Ew, did you have an extra stitch? Oh, tell me you had an extra stitch.
And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, well, this thing's got to go. So, of course, I grabbed my toenail clipper.
Oh,
that's healthy.
I'm sure they were clean.
They were very clean.
Everybody put your food down.
And I'm looking in my mirror, trying to
trying to pull it out.
No, I was trying to cut it because I was like, well, if I cut this and pull it, then it should be good, right?
Yeah, there's no reason.
Yeah, so.
Dude, did your trachea fall out?
So I'm trying to clip. It will not go through. And I'm like, man, this is some heavy-duty stuff because, you know, my toenails are pretty thick and I'm able to go right through that.
I hope this isn't a bone.
Exactly. So I go, yeah, I should probably call my surgeon. So I call. Oh, there's the music. Nice. And so I call my surgeon, and I explain the situation. Well, first off, I sold my fingerlings, my toys. I got to preface things with this, okay?
Nice redirect.
Yeah. It is redirect, but it has an actual meaning to it.
All right.
So I bought those fingerlings toys, right? The hottest new toy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a great, awesome listener, Reagan, hit me up. She came and picked it up. She happens to be in the medical field. I won't bust her out of spot. But when I met her that same day, she walked up to me and gave me the look like, ooh.
What happened to your neck?
Gave me that, ooh, and I noticed it. She didn't say anything, but I was like, maybe I should hit her up. So later on that day, I was like, hey, I know this is awkward, and you just basically bought toys off me, but can you do some medical
diagnosis from you?
Exactly. She's like, yeah, sure.
Did you send her a picture of a tick on your tank?
Craigslist.
So I do.
Oh, that's ingenious. I didn't think of that.
Yeah. So I do the close up on my new iPhone 10, which just gets all the pus and the thing just
really
so
really brings
nice
it to life.
All I did it. I did it in portrait mode, so the rest is kind of like depth of field bokeh. You know, it's very pretty.
Everything else is blurry. Everything but that's bright. Yeah.
I sent it to her. She immediately calls me. It's like, you need to go see your surgeon. I was like,
which is always reassuring.
Yeah, of your neck, you know. Because
anybody
not, like,
from Craigslist telling you probably need to hit the doc.
Yeah. So I immediately call my surgeon. I call him. I go in the next day.
He's making the phone ring.
The second I walk in, I'm making the phone rings. Look, donate.
It's a doctor
for this crazy, horrible story.
It's
I'm
It's all doctors, and they're all like, "Dude, tell Carlos to go to the emergency room now."
I'm doing this in order for people who may have a condition that they need to get checked out, and then they're pushing it off.
Right.
Go get it checked out,
or listen to your doctor when he's telling you how to clean it.
Like my parasites, I should go to the doctor.
This is kind of passive aggressively for you. Okay.
We should stop sharing. I mean, parasites and throat death and.
So the second
you
I walk
face
in,
ugly.
She looks at it, and she goes, so this is the surgical assistant. She goes, oh, yeah, let's get you back there. I go lay down, and she goes, Carlos, you have a condition. Your skin is literally pushing out the suture.
Oh.
So that's what I had. I had the suture that was connected that my skin, because I'm an X-Man, and that doesn't want anything foreign in my body.
Or because you didn't clean it properly.
Maybe that too.
Yeah.
And so it was pushing the suture that was, before that, underneath my skin.
Yeah.
out of my skin.
The only X-Man that can be defeated by just a little bit of alcohol.
just a tiny dab
of alcohol.
Bit. And she goes, so she starts, and she cut out basically a suture that was like 2 inches long across my neck. And immediately I was like, oh, God, I feel better.
And you couldn't cut it with your toenail clippers.
The toenail clippers was a little tough because it was like one of those little baby
ones. Are you sure
ones?
You didn't wear them out?
You can actually feel it. You can feel it when it was gone?
As she was cutting, and then you know what? It's immediately cleared up.
Oh, wow.
It was, so go figure that if you have an infection and they take care of it, it fixes it.
So what was the magical things the doctor had told you to do that you didn't do?
Oh, you know, clean it, take care of it. Don't go to the gym with the tank top.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't run in the mud.
And whatever you do, stay away from it with toenail clippers.
Told her about the toenail clippers, she was not happy about it.
Were you supposed to clean it like with alcohol or something? Or
you know what? Honestly, I forgot.
Still,
I swear to God, I still
have no clue.
You want to clean that with hot mayonnaise.
They're using a lot of words, Russ.
I have to go with the team. Man, I've recently had to go to the doctor for a whole bunch of stuff. And I'm not good at paying attention, man. So I bring a team with me, my wife, friends, ladies. Ladies are very good at details. They listen. They pay attention. Thank God for women. Because I right now,
they hate throat infections.
They hate. My wife, for some reason, was like, I don't like kissing your neck because that thing keeps pointing at me.
It's fighting back.
It's like,
that's gross.
But look,
kiss me.
It looks good better.
Yeah, it looks better now. Yeah, it was popping out and looking. Yeah. Like
before
that.
It was very OJ.
Yeah.
It looks way better now, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Get a close
better.
Up there on
hey,
the YouTube,
YouTube
channel. There you go.
Check it out, puppy. Look, they tried to take me out. They didn't do it. Okay. All right. Look, go if you have an infection to the doctors. Look, I got my little Scarface music going. They tried to kill me. Okay, look, the parasites. An infection tried to attack my neck. And I said, you know what, you cockroaches? I'm taking you out with alcohol.
Right.
And alcohol. What do you clean cuts with?
Hydrogen peroxide.
Hydrogen peroxide. Hey, I'm spitting all over the place, too. Listen, go get checked out so you survive during the holidays. I know I'm happy I did. Today will be a great day. To the top, never stop.
All right, listen, when we come back, we'll find out what the total is right now. We'll have about an hour to try to raise as much money as possible for the Coalition for the Homeless. At 15 after, we will give away the Yeti cooler. We'll see if it gets up above $2,500.
Man.
You can bid right now. Go to 407-916-REAL. That's 407-916-REAL to make your pledge. We've got to raise some more money for the Coalition for the Homeless. When we come back, we got a guy that's doing a science experiment.
Our scientist is in the house.
And I thought Angel said this guy had already done this on TV before.
Nah.
This is a listener that's going to do a science experiment live for the first time. So
absolutely.
He's a stock boy at Walgreens.
You're going to want to watch this on our new YouTube channel. So go check it out. It's iHeart Monsters on YouTube. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Yeah!
Celebrating non-denominational consumerism.
No matter what your faith is, have a Merry Christmas.
Real Radio 104.1. From
It is 10 o'clock, and you're listening to the Monster of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, and it's the Monster Mini Telethon.
Woo!
Live on our YouTube channel for the very first time. We're doing a live broadcast on the YouTube channel. It's awesome. We need 25 more subscribers to get to 5,000. We'd love to see you guys do that for us. And also, we'd love to see more phone calls in order to raise money for the Coalition for the Homeless. We have a new total, and we got a challenge. Here's the challenge. It's Classic Camaro. Of Central Florida, they would like to challenge all other car dealers to donate at least $100. It's Classic Camaro.
Thank you guys.
Of Central Florida, thank you guys so much for the donation. We appreciate it. They donated $100.
And look up on Camaro SS. What's up?
And listen, you know, if you donate $100 and you want to get a mention, you've got another hour to do so. The Yeti cooler only has another 15 minutes, and
that's
then it. then we're going to cut it off. Last we heard, it was up to $2,500.
Yep.
There's all kinds of prizes in this beautiful Yeti cooler, and it is a collector's item because it's pink for breast cancer awareness.
Yeah, they only make it once every 3 years, and they don't even know if they're going to do it again coming up. So it is a really rare color.
We got three pairs of Costa sunglasses. We got four Monster Jam tickets, Gravedigger ugly sweater, 2 Jim Gaffigan tickets, movies, and more still in the Yeti.
And then also Savannah will give you a personal tour of Gatorland.
Yep.
It's filled with stuff. So, you know, you still have time for that, if you want to call 407-916-REAL, that's 407-916-REAL also, too. You can call and donate $25, $100, whatever it is. You know, when we're done today, we're done. But you always can donate to the Coalition for the Homeless if you want to go to our website at monsters.fm. Blogger Molly said she's going to leave that up there so people can donate if they want to. I've got a new total if you guys want to hear it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so here it's 10:02, and the total is... $5,330.
Wow. Nice. Yeah.
Okay, so we still have time to raise more money, and we'd love to see you, you give us a call, 407-916-REAL. So this is Angel.
Who
No, I'm gonna give you props. This is Angel. What he'll do is he'll shoot stuff to me, you know, whether it be ideas for topics or, you know, hey, look, this is a cool story or whatever. And he sent this to me. He goes, hey, what do you think? You think this would be good? So in the email where it said, do you think this will be good, I open it, and I look down, I'm like, oh, there's a thing to click. Okay, I click on that, and they show a guy, I think he's on Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He's on Conan O'Brien.
Oh, really? That's cool.
And he's doing this big thing, and I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, if he did it on Conan, it'll be good enough. It's good enough for our telethon.
Yeah, sure.
What the hell, right? Yeah.
So you got Strawberry Fanta and lime.
So I go back to Angel right away, and I'm like, yeah, Angel, no problem, we'll be glad to do it. Not realizing that basically what the email said was, hey, I think I can do what I saw on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a listener, been a listener for 13 years. I think I can do this experiment.
Well, yeah, William's a scientist.
Next question was, well, is this guy a scientist? And he said, kinda. I work in the paint department of Home Depot.
Now, what is your name again, sir?
William Fowle.
William. All right, William. And are you a scientist?
That's right. I'm a clinical scientist.
You are?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I am, too. Woo! I even have
I was in the Army for a long time as a medic, and I switched over to lab, and I've been doing that ever since.
Oh, not good. Thank God.
I work for a clinical diagnostic technology company. I mean, so pretty much y'all safe.
Well, let me tell you, the only other
part... You don't know how relieved all of us are.
The only other part I read is it says something about elephant toothpaste. And yeah. I didn't even... I'm like, okay, whatever.
What?
I don't even know what that means, but I'll figure it out whenever he does this with us. So what is the gimmick? And by the way, if you want to watch this science experiment, it's live on our YouTube channel right now. When you go to YouTube, just type in iHeart Monsters and you'll be able to see it. And, you know, if we do something really, really cool, donate some money, okay? We want you to donate some money.
Make the phones ring.
So, okay.
Yeah,
what is today's science experiment?
So you're right. It is called elephant toothpaste. It's a layman term. It's an oxidizing reagent. So basically, I'm going to capture oxygen due to the reaction with the dish soap, and it's going to make sort of a reaction that looks like a bunch of foam, looks like elephant toothpaste. And I use red and green color... food dye, so they would look like Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. And my main thing for this is that this is a simple experiment that a parent can do with a kid, and it cost me $20.
Okay, cool.
This.
It just cost you $20 to do this.
To do this, yeah.
Okay.
Now, what if you don't have an elephant?
Yeah. Well, you could use it for a large dog. You have a large dog.
Okay.
I know you could brush your dog's teeth.
Yeah, sure.
With this.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's safe.
I'm looking for an application outside of elephants. That's really what I need.
So now, what are the ingredients in this?
Okay, so this.
Really close to the mic.
You use common yeast, which is just your regular.
Is yeast common?
Well,
yeah, it's in the grocery store.
It's actually
yeah.
the common species
God.
Of yeast.
Yeah,
it's my favorite rapper, Kanye West.
Yeah, right.
You need dish soap.
Yeah.
It's better if you have a high quality form of H2O, so you can get that from a hydroponic store. H2O2.
Yeah.
So peroxide, you can get a 29% solution from a hydroponic store.
Yeah.
And that makes the reaction a little bit bigger because the hydrogen peroxide is the catalyst. What
all
makes
right, so
the
you
reaction.
You mentioned hydroponic store twice, so I'm thinking.
You go that
I need to holler at you after this.
What I think it is, you're my kind of scientist.
I think Carlos needs to clean his scar with that.
Yeah,
I think
so. I think you're right.
We could use that as a way to clean
I
your
need
skin.
It.
Oh, instead of hydrogen peroxide, you can use this magic stuff.
Done. I think the doctor said that.
Just out of curiosity, you said that you needed a higher level or higher concentration. What is the normal concentration or percentage of actual peroxide when you buy it like from a grocery store?
3%.
So and you're getting like almost 30%?
Almost 30,
so it's
that's
10
right.
times as strong.
That's right.
Now, would that peroxide be dangerous if you applied it to your skin?
No, it's common like at the store for individuals who use hydroponics, that's used to cure root rot.
Got it.
That's what you got, Jimmy, root rot.
down to the core.
407-916-REAL. Come on, get them phones ringing. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the explosion that's about to happen.
You have died, Root Rot.
Yeah, I do.
And let's be clear here. Angel set this up. Whoa, I know a lot of people confused Angel and Carlos.
I actually emailed Russ a long time ago.
Yeah. Okay, Angel and Carlos. Two separate people.
It's because you guys are both from Brazil.
Actually, you can see, if you need a real-life reference, you can go look at the YouTube page.
That's true.
You can see our channel. You can see there's two different people.
Exactly. What we're trying to say is white people have nothing to do with it.
But let me tell you what happened. Angel was smart because he got me to sign off on it. He's like, hey, Russ, is this a good idea? So now he's got my email going back going, yeah, great, good idea.
Actually, you know what? I'll blame two of you because there was two people attached on the email. That was you and Blogster.
Oh.
A blog of mine.
Yeah, that works better. No Carlos is involved.
All right, so this is called Elephant Toothpaste.
That's right.
And it was done on television before, but our very own local scientist is going to perform it.
All right, well,
and how long have you been listening to the show?
13 years.
Oh, dude, you're our monster scientist. If it goes well, you're our new monster scientist. If it goes bad, get out.
Hey, one more quick question. I'm fascinated with the Conan thing. How did you actually wind up making it on the show?
He didn't.
Oh, you didn't? I thought you just said he did it on Conan.
That was the point of the whole story. He does not listen to a damn thing I say.
But listen.
But I know how to clean my wounds.
But listen, to be fair, I'm the only person that has been on the Conan show, so I think I should give you guys a play-by-play.
No, that was the point. I thought that he had been on the Conan show. But
you said it 14 times now. I don't pay attention.
Then the guy says, no, I never done it. I think I can reproduce it.
Do you want me to do a play-by-play?
Yes.
I know lots of scientific
terms. Can you do it as fancy Savannah?
Yeah, absolutely.
We haven't actually had
do
fancy
it with
Savannah.
Your British accent.
Yeah, I'll do it as fancy Savannah.
This is very, academic stuff.
Hey, everybody out there, close your eyes and get ready to be transported.
Okay. To London, England, where Harry Potter roams.
So this is fancy Savannah describing a science experiment by our very own monster scientist.
Okay. So what we have right here is a couple of bottles that look like they came out of the trash.
Oh, my God. It's like having Helen Mirren here.
What the dustbin.
What a
and
great.
And somebody got their dish soap up here, too. Dirty Jim, you need to wash that shirt.
Did she go to the London School of Fine Arts?
She must have.
Yeah.
Is that Meryl?
Well, go right ahead, sir. Pay no attention to the idiots behind me.
Yeah, and whatever you do, block our vision.
You not see? All
I see is a Savannah ass.
We want to see the science experiment.
I'm not complaining about that view.
See, that's what Angel gets the most ass.
What I'm seeing is an experiment gone way wrong.
You just fell out of character.
Yeah, you're fancy Savannah.
Angel's a very nice gentleman.
There you go. That's good. All right. Go ahead and describe.
Okay, go right ahead, sir.
Okay, what's he doing?
He's pouring stuff into another thing.
And Brett's trying to find
And one
it
of
down.
Them is getting... Oh, my goodness. Man. It looks like a volcano.
Beer.
A
beer. Beer. Oh, skeet. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
From the window.
That's very gross.
Well, you know, it's...
that's very
That costs $11.95 a month on some website.
It looks like a mountain of
Fancy Savannah, put your hand on it.
Savannah, go stand behind it. Go stand behind it.
Describe what you saw, Savannah.
I saw amazing things come out of the top of that, and it's nice and warm.
Rub it all over your face. Rub it all over your face.
I am not, bitch. Feel it. Feel it. It feels warm on your scar.
Don't put it on my scar, damn it.
I will put it where I like. And you will say nothing.
How did you turn into Game of Thrones?
Holy smokes.
You turned Steve Irwin.
My God,
you turned into the freaking Night Walker.
I'm trying to give you a scientific definition of the warm foam that has come from said bottles.
Have him explain exactly what happened, Savannah.
What exactly happened, Savannah, mister?
It's just an oxidation reaction. So the hydrogen peroxide reacts with the potassium iodide that's in the yeast. That creates oxygen, which is the bubbles. The oxygen is captured by the dish soap, right? And that's why the bubbles kind of make the foam.
Okay.
That's really
it
cool.
It looks like that's a really Slurpee cool. from 7-Eleven.
I have to ask, is there an actual application for that type of reaction in like a... Not really, is it just for fun?
No, it totally works well to if you're trying to get on a radio morning show.
Yeah, exactly. Any sort of oxidization reaction is used in multiple different things. So, yeah, there's a lot of different applications.
Hey, it was visual. It was cool. It was awesome.
Wait. Do you know what these instruments are?
What are they?
This is called a beaker.
Oh, nice.
And this is called a funnel. Where did funnel go?
They bear a striking resemblance to 2-liter bottles.
Right.
Yes, and this is called palm olive.
B.
beautiful. You should look into VOs. Voiceover work.
I should do it, but I'm very busy.
I like how sensitive he was to tear the labels off as not to give the companies extra promotion.
Right. Yeah, like Faygo needs it.
Right.
That's William thinking, four thinking.
That's the Juggalo's favorite of science experiment.
That was awesome, dude. Thank you, man.
If you love that science experiment, we sure would like to have some donations. 407-916-REAL. That's 407-916-REAL. We have another challenge. Is that what it is?
Well, no, we've actually had some big donations. No challenges, right? These are just great companies. Listen to the show. Yes, exactly.
Woo!
Right. Give it some love.
Because you know what? You can't haul plywood in a Prius. You better get down to Nation's Trucks and get yourself a big-ass truck, because when the hurricanes come, you're going to need it.
That wasn't even fancy, Savannah. That was just regular badass.
That's how she rolls.
You can be all earthy if you want to when it ain't hurricane season, but you better get your damn self a truck. And you can't haul no plywood. You can't even put a generator in the back of a Prius.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. And when the electricity goes, you can't even crank that son of a bitch.
I love it when you use weather anomalies.
Yeah.
How much did they donate, Doc?
You know what? I didn't know exactly, but they donated enough. $100. $100 gets you to so we can read it. Here's another great company out of Palm Coast.
Yeah.
We've all heard of them. We love them. RS Home Solutions out of Palm Coast.
Thank you.
Thank you for donating. This is a huge deal. I mean, $25. What is $25 a donation? And we know they donated at least $100.
Yeah. $25 is going to get a week of nutritious meals for 13 homeless children.
That's amazing. And last but not least, Russ, All Transmission World. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Truck, RS Home Solutions,
love
All Transmission
Nations
World.
Truck.
I need some transmission work.
Right now, the bid for the Yeti cooler, the pink Yeti cooler, is at $2,500. We'll find out if anybody beat that.
Yeah, you got, 3 minutes?
We got 3 minutes when we come back. So it's 407-916-REAL. Right now, it's at $2,500. And Craig from Pirate Spot is the one who made that bid. And if it changes, we will give Craig the courtesy call. We got to give him the courtesy call.
And the phones are lighting up because of your grandness.
And the phones are lighting up thanks to the science experiment. 407-916-REAL. When we come back,
awesome.
Blog and Molly is going to do a sort of an experiment.
And
you're going to want to watch this.
What is this?
You're going to want to go to our YouTube channel and check this out. It'll be live for the first time. Blog and Molly's got something to show you. So don't go anywhere. Whoa. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Now that's a tease.
You're going to want to check this out, by the way. It's live on our YouTube channel or on our website at monsters.fm, or go to YouTube and go to iHeart.
Wait a minute. This just in.
Huh?
There's been a challenge issued.
Oh, there's been a challenge. Well,
been a challenge issued.
Hold on for 1 second. Was there another bid for the Yeti cooler?
There's a challenge issued.
What?
For Dirty Jim to shoot himself.
Who's the challenge?
$150.
I'll throw in another $25. Right?
There is a real one. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Did it?
From Daytona Dodge and I don't know what it says. She should have read it. Here. Go ahead.
Okay, the challenge is for every other sales manager or representative from Daytona Dodge to donate $25.
Oh, that's nice.
I like that. Yeah, good challenge.
We appreciate that. Hey, was there another bid?
I like that first challenge.
Was there another bid for the Yeti cooler? No, it went for $2,500 with
very nice.
Pirate Spot. That's awesome.
Can you drive?
Wait a second. Are you serious? You're betting $2,800, Coop?
Wow.
Oh,
$2,800.
Are you really? Because I got to text the guy if you are.
It's a real bid.
Hold on.
Coopy Coop.
Holy crap.
Now he's going to come back, Coopy.
He's going to come over the top of you.
All right. That was awesome.
Hold on 1 second.
Let's see what we got here.
No, go ahead, and I'll get an answer.
Cooper Andrews from Walking Dead.
Man, thank you, brother.
$2,800 on the Yeti cooler. We're going to give Craig the courtesy of seeing if he wants to go above 28.
Man.
Give him the courtesy.
We'll give him the courtesy. We'll see.
Is that like a courtesy retron?
And if you guys have other challenges out there you want to put out on the table, you feel free to call and give us those too.
Yeah, we're done. We're done in like 40 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I'm saying this is the time to do it for sure, Savannah. You're
40
right.
40 minutes is not now. So you still have time.
Yeah. So you still have time. 407-916-REAL. We have people waiting to answer the phones to collect money for the Coalition for the Homeless, which is a great cause. Now, we've got our next act ready to go.
This is going to be incredible.
And this is something so cool. She's never done this before. Now,
they're figuring out some technical issues as we speak.
Monster scientists at work.
Monster scientists already at work.
Now you want to go to
you, William.
You want to go check it out on YouTube. But so, here's what we got: Blogging Molly has her brand new Millennium Falcon. Millennium.
And it's kind of like
Millennium Falcon.
It's
like Trump
it's kind of like a drone, right?
It
like
is
it's set
drone.
Up like a drone it's with a Millennium Falcon over it.
It actually flies. She's never.
She's never obviously flown it before.
Now,
so
I've given her a challenge, and here's the challenge: we set up a bunch of chairs. Hold on, Blogging Molly.
Don't hit the chairs.
Hold on, Blogging Molly.
Oh my God, everything's going haywire.
Hold on, we're gonna see if you can.
She doesn't know how to hold on.
Dude, yeah, you're,
she has no idea what she's doing.
This is the first time.
That thing's flying.
She's a first-time driver.
Your challenge is to run that thing down the, what would you call that? The
gauntlet?
The gauntlet, and make it over to the Death Star, which is on the other side.
While at the same time getting an upskirt shot at Savannah.
Is that what that was about?
That thing is badass.
Damn it,
man.
I always
It is so cool. Oh,
that's the wall.
You gotta reverse.
Okay, the driver's had enough to drink.
Reverse.
Oh my god, this is the funnest thing ever.
I think I have another one. I should just get home in this galaxy.
Her goal is to try to land it on the Death Star
How
up there.
How do I get it to go up?
You can go on our YouTube channel right
it's
now.
Blue pills.
Oh my god,
there it is.
Get it
it's
over
alive.
There.
I Heart Monsters YouTube. You can see this amazingness.
And that quickly that it goes up, it comes down.
I think it's stuck.
Uh-oh. No, it's not stuck.
Now it's a vacuum. Now it's a vacuum.
Now,
by the way,
or one of those round things that blows
it's
your
a Roomba.
Chest.
There it goes.
Yeah.
Can Blog and Molly land her Millennium Falcon on the Death Star? It's up.
How do you feel right now, Blogging Molly?
Oh my God, the pressure is on.
The pressure's on.
Oh my God.
Don't mess this up.
Oh my God.
She's never actually.
Oh.
Oh my God.
This driver is intoxicated.
Backwards. You gotta go other way.
This looks like my first prom date.
Han Solo's on crack.
Wow, you're just like. Not the
volunteers. Not the volunteers.
Those are nice people helping us out. Why would you do that?
Oh, no.
I Heart Monsters on YouTube.
Yeah, you're going to want to see this. Blogging Molly has never flown this before. And,
that is awesome.
Don't hit Coop.
He's got work.
A big check coming this way.
Hey, by the way.
Hey, the scientist knocked it out of the air.
Hey, real quick, guys. Craig did respond, and he bids $3,000.
Oh, yeah.
$3,000.
$3,000 for the Yeti cooler, thanks to Wassies, and he said they could have it.
And Coop says he's going to win there. $3,000 is the winner. Thank you, Craig LaFleur from Power Sports.
Thank you, Craig.
IWantFireworks.com, 434 and 1792 in Longwood and out in Eustis off 441. Go out there and support Craig as he supports us as well. Thanks, Craig. Congratulations.
And Craig, there's a lot of things in there. I want to thank Costa Del Mar for sending the sunglasses, for Gatorland for providing stuff, and there's all kinds of great stuff in that Yeti cooler.
Amanda, you can't hurt the volunteers.
Yeah, what's amazing is they had this big empty room, and it always winds up under that table.
Yeah, I know.
It wants to take a call.
Well, Blogging Molly had never flown it before. Don't break her toy.
It's as big as the real toy Millennium Falcon.
Man,
when
I was a kid, if I could have had something like that.
Okay.
Hey, see if you can get it over to the table.
Savannah, jump. Oh, Savannah still got hops.
Do that again. Savannah, jump.
This is a Millennium Falcon drone that is really cool looking.
Coop, catch it.
Blogging Molly has never flown
it
before.
Cool.
Really small movements, Maul.
Yeah.
Really, really small.
Yeah, I'm almost there. Real small movement.
Yeah.
Other way, Amanda.
I don't think I've ever seen her that happy before.
Look
how happy Blogging Molly is.
I think you're right.
How's it always wind up over there?
Betsy.
Betsy really is
attracted
to it.
What's on your feet?
I think Han Solo's on crack is why.
Yeah.
You're doing it!
She did it!
Magic.
All you had to do is take your hand off the volume.
Good job. Oh.
Man, that thing's loud.
She turned it off.
I turned it off. I did it!
Congratulations, Blogging Molly.
Damn, I want to fly that thing. It looks fun.
All right.
That is super fun.
Is there anybody you want to thank for that, Blogging Molly?
Yes, I would like to thank Evil Eye and his wife, Sci Girl, because they are amazing. I have a Millennium Falcon. I get to fly it. I get to be Han Solo. I'm Han Solo-ette.
That is way cooler than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, that is the coolest thing all morning.
And thanks, Evil Eye. And by the way, those guys, those two people, they've been monster fans
Absolutely.
Since day one. So
yeah, they're the best.
I cannot thank them enough. They're great people as well.
You provided some entertainment for us for the telethon, and we appreciate it. By the way, this telethon's only been going on for 3 hours. It's not like we've been going on all night. And we're going to have a new total when we come back to find out how much money we have for the Coalition for the Homeless.
Once again, we just started.
407-916-REAL. You still have time to donate. If it's just $25, $5, that's awesome. If it's just $10, that's great. It'll help somebody here in Central Florida have a great Christmas. If you are like a lot of us and you're going to have an awesome Christmas, give till it feels good. It feels good to give, and this is a good time to do it. So call 407-916-REAL. When we come back, Angela, it's time for Beer of the Week.
Yes, yes! It is!
You're listening to the Monsters in the Morning. Now it's time for Beer of the Week.
All I want to do is drink beer for Christmas.
Beer, 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 beer of the Week. Beer, we have about ten minutes to raise more money for the Coalition for the Homeless. We're almost to a really great spot when it comes to fundraising. We want you to get us over the top. So call 407-916-REAL right now. $25 will help. $50 will help. We're close to getting to a really, really good spot to help out people right here in Central Florida for the Coalition for the Homeless. If you're having a great holiday and you know you're going to have a place to eat, place to stay, place to be, remember, there's some people that don't. And, you know, give till it feels good, because sometimes it feels really good to give. And this is going to be good. I'm telling you what, we have about 10 minutes away from giving you guys a really great total for the Coalition for the Homeless. What beer do we have today, Angel?
All right, this week's Beer of the Week comes from to us. There's an amazing brewery out of Texas. They're called Shiner. Shiner Beer, Shiner Bock is one of their amazing beers. And they do this thing called the Shiner Holiday Cheer.
Yeah.
Here's a bottle for you to look at. Jimmy, grab one for him. Here you go.
A bottle of Shiner.
Yeah, Shiner Holiday Cheer. Now, it's a seasonal beer, okay? Holiday traditions come in all shapes and sizes. Theirs comes wrapped in a bottle and cans. Now, it's an amazing flavor of Texas peaches and roasted pecans.
Right.
And it's got a, you'll feel the, or you'll get the taste up front.
Is there a Texas peach, Jimmy? There's a difference.
I didn't know that.
Oh, there's a Texas peach.
I know a dancer named Texas Peach.
Hell
once.
Yeah.
Texas peach.
She had a lot of talent.
Or peach?
Peach.
Peach. All right, so
by the way, this beer smells amazing. I cannot wait.
As soon
wait
as
to
we
drink.
Opened it, started opening the bottles, it was really neat because the smell of it consumed the room.
Jeez
right?
Jeez Louise, it smells good.
Now, who all is participating today?
We got a full room. So everyone who's got a cup of this, raise your glasses in the air.
I know Brett James got his over there.
Yeah, right there.
Blogging Molly's got
Monster her. Scientist William. He's fine. He's in.
Our scientist is in. Very good. All right.
All right.
So, I'll tell you what effect this is going to have on your body.
This is how we do. We got the Monsters rules as three sip rule in place, okay?
Yes.
Here's the cheer. Toast, I'm sorry.
Toast, yeah.
Be merry, Be merry all, be merry all. With Holy Dress the Festive Hall, prepare the song, the Feast of the Ball, to welcome Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Here we go.
Is that a rap?
Yeah, I was a little flow.
Dirty Jim smacking.
That's the Dirty Jim smack.
That's
smacking.
Not me.
Oh, wow.
What was the alcohol content?
This is right under 5%.
Dude. Lame.
No, it's 5.4. Sorry.
The bottle's really cool.
It's 5.4%. Yeah. Again, this is a seasonal beer for Shiner.
For the record, our scientist has a drinking problem. Why don't you show your cup, bro?
Did he shoot it? Yeah!
That's great.
You're supposed to taste it.
But that'd be good to have it at the party, that you have it out. You know, it looks cool, like almost like a little decoration.
Absolutely.
It and does,
it's definitely just a seasonal offering, so it's only available in November and December. Russ, what'd you think of Holiday Cheer from Shiner?
That's really, really good. I liked it a lot.
Is it like a mint to it, too?
More of a like
peach
a...
peach tea, almost.
Yeah, fruity.
A little fruity, and I like the fact that it has more than 5% alcohol. That's good work. Yeah. I got to give that like a 9. That was really, really good beer. I like it.
Blockster! You're over there squinting.
I think I like it. It smells good, and it's delicious, but it still tastes like beer. That's the part that I'm still a little confused on, but I think I like it.
Nice.
That sounds like my first sex victim.
Look at Kent. He's
so creepy.
Jimmy, what do you think of it?
Actually, it's really, really interesting. You know, it's weird. You can taste the peach up front, but as soon as that goes, it tastes like a really well-built lager almost. It's like... kind of creamy, a little dark. It's got that little roast flavor in there. But it does
that's
have
the pecan.
But it does have a really good flavor afterwards. I actually like this a lot, 8.5.
All right. Wow. Yeah, I'll give this a 9 all day. For the of the seasonal beers that we've done in the last month or so, this is by far and away the best one. It's quite enjoyable at 5.4%. You can get down on it a little bit. So if you get a chance, get out there. A huge thank you to everyone that's participated in Beer of the Week and on the brew buses and all that kind of stuff.
It's been a good year for Beer of the Week, that's for sure.
Yeah, 2018, we're going to be doing some bigger and better things, and I thank everybody for participating.
Yeah, right on, dude. Good job, by the way.
We'll do more beer buses for sure this year in 2018. And it was they're a lot of fun.
And John Morgan can get it through We Will Do a Smoke Bus.
No, we don't need him.
I just got back from Colorado and California, and trust me, there's money in it.
No, we don't need him. We'll just make our own smoke plane.
We can do that, too.
Yeah, try it. Trips to Denver.
That was really great beer. Thank you so much. I appreciate
that. Thanks, Shiner. We appreciate that.
We still have time for you to call and donate the last bit of money here for the Coalition for the Homeless. Call 407-916-REAL. That's 407-916-REAL.
I mean, we're close to ending. I could just sing so loud that everybody would have to call and...
No, we're good.
Well, I was wondering, like, what trick did we miss? Did we miss any tricks for...
I never made my eyeball make a noise.
Okay.
Yeah, this is crazy, okay?
That's the trick we missed, okay.
Yes, this is for real. Go to YouTube, iHeart Monsters YouTube page. This is for real. It's a bizarre X-Men talent show.
Before you do it, describe what it is you're doing.
I can blow air out of my eyeballs.
And how did you learn about this?
Getting really angry and blowing air out of my eyeballs.
Yes.
Like, alligators do it when they get mad. They blow bubbles out of their eyeballs.
So
and then I've seen somebody on YouTube blow milk out of their eyeballs.
So can almost anybody do this, or
no,
is this a certain talent?
Just only me.
Only baddest bitches.
Okay. Right, that's what.
I hope it doesn't mess up your mascara.
All right, so the YouTube people are getting a nice tight shot on her eyes.
Yeah. Now,
you got to be quiet.
Okay, everybody got to be silent.
Turn that mic up.
You ready?
Wow, you can hear it.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
It made the phone ring.
That is insane.
Now you look like you're going to pass out.
Ooh, that was a lot of blowing.
One more time.
Let me try one more time. Usually if it's wet, I can make it whistle.
Okay, make it wet.
Let me spin on you. Let me spin on you real quick.
Yeah, make those eyes wet.
Make those eyes wet, girl.
Okay, there it goes again. You got to be nice.
That's a party.
407-916-REAL.
Oh,
that was her eyeballs, guys. That was air coming from her eyeballs.
If your eyeball would have popped out, it would have been freaky but really cool, too.
I can't unhear that.
It would have been for the Coalition for the Homeless.
Listen, I used to be able to make fart noises with my knees, but not anymore. Now I can blow air into my eyeballs.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that amazing?
That's pretty damn amazing.
You're like an X-Man.
I am.
And that'll be on YouTube.
They call me Eye Blower.
They could be more creative.
I'm actually going to be in the new movie with Cooper. You guys didn't know about it.
My name is Eyeblower. Eyeblow.
Whenever Shazam is in a pinch, I just look at him and blow him away with my eyes.
You need to go see Eyeblower. I mean, she blow. No. Her name is Eyeblower.
We should thank Cooper Andrews for coming. He stayed here all day. He answered phones. He talked to people. Of course, you can see him on The Walking Dead. He's Jerry on The Walking Dead. Super nice guy. And he sat here all day and answered phones for people.
Can I tell you something? He deserves better. He deserves better than what we offered him today.
What do you mean?
I mean, we end up the show with eye blowing, and he's sitting over there laughing. That has no idea what's happening. Virtually certain his career is over because of this appearance today.
Yeah.
It is.
And he's going to be in the upcoming Shazam movie.
I know, man. It's crazy. That is the band right there.
Starring Cooper and Savannah. Eye blower, mind sniper.
I will blow you away. You just have to be really close to my pupil.
We also need to thank Tom Rhodes for coming in today. It was good to see him. See him like every Christmas.
Yeah, we do.
It's like a tradition.
I love the guy, man. He comes in here, does his thing.
Very,
very
nice.
Cool.
Super genuine dude.
He's one of the guys that every time he comes, he sends a card or a CD or something about 2 weeks later saying, thank you for letting me come in.
That's how pros do it.
Yeah, he is a total pro. Yeah.
That's what professional people do.
A huge thank you to Big Tiki and the Mai Tais for coming in, the musical performance.
Thanks to Dewey's for coming in and playing a couple songs as well. Very sweet. Our scientist friend, of course. Thanks for coming over. We appreciate that.
Wait, what?
He's the official scientist of the Monsters.
Yeah, dude, I love that.
Yeah.
And a drunk.
Oh, yeah. We do have one more challenge here. There was another person who jumped in on the Jimmy Shoot Himself challenge. He said it's gaining steam here.
Is it my son?
It is your son.
Oh, yeah.
He actually doesn't want to shoot you. He just wants to choke you out.
Yeah.
He just wants to choke you out.
He just wants my cash.
Exactly. And no, actually, Keeping You Dry Roofing, great name. Yeah. Keeping You Dry Roofing donated, as well as Best Rental Center in Altamont Springs, not Atlanta. They don't listen to us.
Hey, when we do the nerdy news, you know Jeff Kaufman comes in and does the nerdy news with Blog and Molly.
Jeff, you missed the Millennium Falcon flew through here.
I think he's going to juggle for us. Can you juggle?
Oh, you can juggle?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he's going to do for us here. Okay.
You got to get fast.
Who's got the wireless?
What's that?
Oh, he's got
a little mints.
Oh, you're gonna juggle mints?
That would be pretty hard.
Okay,
what?
All right. This is going to be on our YouTube channel.
Okay, go ahead.
There's Jeff Kaufman.
Wow, this is impressive because this would be hard.
Whoa!
Oh, no.
I'm not whoa-ing when he dropped the third one, okay? There we go.
That's
unbelievable.
You just put us over the top. You just put us over the top. We just had one more call.
That was it, dude.
Thank you, Jeff Kaufman.
Can you slide me one of them mints? I've been eating that dip Angel made.
Oh, that dip was good, Angel.
Thank you very much.
That was really, really good. We want to thank the guys from Three Arrows Productions who came in and they did all our YouTube stuff today.
Yes.
They would love for us to get to 5,000 subscriptions. We're about 50 or so away.
Go to our
YouTube page and subscribe. There'll be all kinds of cool stuff from today up coming very soon. And now I think they're going to get us the final total of the Monster Telethon. They're trying to put it together right now.
Carry the seven.
Yeah,
add the one.
Yeah. And a big thanks to Craig from PyroSpot. He bid $3,000 to win the Yeti cooler donated by Wassey's Meats in Melbourne, by which will be open tomorrow for your last-minute gifts. And what a great, great guy. He's always supported the show. Visit his tent for your fireworks from New Year's on 1792 and 434 in Longwood and up in Eustis off of 441. Great guy. Thanks again, Craig. We really do appreciate
it.
I want fireworks.com.
Can you math guy this for me?
Math guy.
If we end it now and there's only $3,000, how many people does that feed at $25 a person for a month?
Oh, my God. Dude.
Well, we've got more than 3,000.
That's why I said math guy.
But here's the cool thing is $3,000, we know for a fact, $1,000 provides a day of food, shelter, and services. And services could be anything from teaching you how to get a job, teaching you how to do certain things to actually live life after you've been on the streets for a while. And that's very important because that psychological thing can get to you, and they have people that can help you out. And it does it for 45 homeless children, guys.
Wow.
Every $1,000. So, you know, that's 150 kids that get the services they need to get themselves back into society as they move through life. You know?
All right, Blog and Molly is now bringing me the final total. Okay. Now, this was only 4 hours of us, and a lot of people are on vacation right now.
Yeah.
And, you know,
our entertainment may have been, you know, almost stellar, but, you know.
Dude,
like,
if it wasn't for my eyeball, I don't even think we would have gotten
my eyeballs
would
crushed it off.
Okay, here we go.
You want my glasses?
Oh, peepaws. Give it to me.
Oh, man. We're so close.
Peepaws.
We're so close.
And we only need 8 more for 5,000 subscribers. Be the 5,000 subscriber. Write it on a comment.
Yeah.
If we have $125 more.
All right, come on. Let's get it in.
We just need $125
$125.
More. Oh, we got it. Okay. Jeff Kaufman just said we got it. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2017 Monster Telethon for the Coalition for the Homeless in only 4 hours has raised $8,000.
Oh my gosh, that's so much money. Yay!
For the Coalition for the Homeless, that is awesome. Thank you to everybody that came out and did entertainment today.
Thank you, guys and ladies.
You know what? It always comes together somehow.
Yeah, it does. Welcome. And big thanks to Ken, who came out and sweated in the monster suit all day to have Jake around.
Nobody sweats like him, man.
Yeah,
nobody.
Dude, thank you so much for taking your personal time to do this.
It's always great
to have a moment with him.
Yes. Savannah? Gatorland, you're going to be there?
I'll be at Gatorland all day today. As soon as I leave here, you guys come out there, check out our vlog. It's featured on the Monster page. And how many more subscribers do we need to get to the big number?
How many do we need? I think another eight.
Eight people.
Yeah, please go to the YouTube channel.
Subscribe?
When you go to the YouTube channel, just type in iHeartMonsters and subscribe. There's going to be cool stuff coming out like all through the holidays, and you'll be able to check it out. And I want to thank our buddies from Three Arrows. They do a great job, and we're excited. That's going to be something new for 2018, and you can look forward to that and a bunch of other cool stuff. Carlos.
Man, check me out at To The Top Carlos on Instagram, on Twitter. I'm always posting stuff. I try and keep connected even when we may not be in the studio. And I just want to thank everybody who has supported not only the show, but me and all my different endeavors. I am eternally grateful for the support and just loyal connections I've made with this amazing show. And so everybody who I've met out there, just thank you so much.
Dirty Jim?
No, man, just check out Primetime Kitchen tonight, 8 o'clock, and then the replay Sunday morning, Detective Barbell talking about the Crime Line Chili Cook-Off.
That's right. When we get back, it's time for the Crime Line Chili Cook-Off. That's going to be out at Seminole Harley-Davidson, and we're all going to have chilies. It'll be great. Angel, tonight, what the hell's Angel listening to?
Yeah, what the hell's Angel listening to starts at 10 o'clock, goes to midnight, and then on Saturday nights, you can catch me at Market on Magnolia, and I start from 7 to 11. I do a little bit of a different set there, more of a hip-hop set. We got a couple different restaurants, all the same food and drink and everything. It's a good time, so come hang out.
Hey, and once again, all of the listeners, everybody that's followed us throughout the years, thank you so much for all the support you always give the Monsters. It does mean a lot to us. We enjoy entertaining you.
Yes,
we're glad you enjoy letting us entertain you, and we're going to do it again next year for sure. All right, so stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters at 3 o'clock. It's the one and only Jim Phillips of the Phillips Five. We'll be back next year to do our thing from Savannah, Carlos Navarro, Dirty Jim, and Angel Rivera.
And the leader of this mess, Mary Man, Russ Elephant Toothpaste Rollins.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We ain't got to go home.
We got to get the hell up out of here.
Huge thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Peace. Happy
Frank,
New
thank
Year.
You. Amanda, thank you.
Frank.
Thank you, guys.
Managing the happiness to hangover ratio.
And we hope that your family spends this holiday season the way ours would, with love, affection, and 8 or 9 bottles of Jägermeister.
Real Radio 104.1.
From Radio.